Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 FC Black Moon on deck was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die 4 Radio.
Yeah, you do know that. Welcome to another episode of Die 4 Radio. This is the Jodian Show. I'm your host, Sneak Brothstein, holding it down for my Die 4 fam. Every Saturday night from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, man. All my West Coast peoples, man, fuck with your boy. All my East Coasters, man, stay up and rock out. Everybody, man, East Coast worldwide. This is the best show, man, from East to the West. Real hip-hop, we rocking out, man. Make sure you tune in to all the other Dot 4 radio shows also. You know what I'm saying? You got Mad 4. He got a show every Wednesday. Of course, you got Dyer Lansky holding it down every Tuesday and Thursday. And, you know, yours truly, Sneak Brothstein, doing what I do on this beautiful Saturday. It's cold as hell out here. I got the satellite station out here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed and privileged enough to be a part of the team out here in Atlanta. And I'm holding it down to the fullest for my fam, man. Real talk. But we got a beautiful show tonight. We got some legends coming through. We got some iconic people as usual. Check the archive shows, man. You'll be very impressed to hear the previous shows that we've had here at Die 4 Radio. The guests are crazy, and the love is just, man, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I can't say enough about the Die 4 team over here. Big shout-out to the big homie, Todd Davis. Big shout-out to all the Die 4 fam, Drodians.com. Of course, I'm the CEO of the world-famous Drodians, and that's Drodians.com, Drodians. And another shameless plug before we, you know, get into what we got to do here, man, and that's put out that good music and, you know, bring you them quality guests, man. But March 3rd, I'm dropping my first ever LP, and that's entitled The Dungeon Dragon LP, you know what I mean? Full of nothing but heat. 5 stars, if I must say so myself. And I was blessed enough, you know, to experience hip-hop and be a part of hip-hop. So I'm giving back what I've experienced and soaked up in the form of my music. You know what I'm saying? My take. But like I said, we got the man of the hour, man, Prince Poe coming through, representing Queens, New York. Of course, we got Chip Fu, you know what I mean, from the Fu Snickers, but he on his solo shit as we speak right now, so that's going down. MC Sha-Rock, the iconic, legendary MC, you know what I'm saying, the first female of hip-hop, you know what I mean, coming through to bless the premises here at Die 4 Radio. And we got Lil Dap of Gangstar, not Gangstar, of Groupon coming through to bless the premises. So it's going to be a beautiful show tonight. I'm very excited. I'm pumped up right now. I got my drink in my cup. You know what I'm saying? I got my medicine with me. I got my fam in the building. What's up, Lansky? I see you in the building, man. What's good?
Oh, man, you already know. Die 4 Radio in full effect. We got some legends like we always do. We can have great conversation. We can listen to great hip-hop, and we're going to do it real big. You already know.
What I'm talking about. I'm feeling real good right now. I'm checking to see what I want to get of people right now. Why not? Let's get into this Breaking Bad single, man, off that Breaking Bad mixtape by the CEO. We got the CEO on the line right now. This is featuring Binky Mac live on the Drodian Show, Die 4 Radio.
You know the business. You know the business.
Put your beats on, man. We about to bump this. BM and Dyer Lansky. Hypnotize.
hypnotize the world and have them going crazy like chimpanzees. Don't matter how many dialects, the same source. The four horsemen, famine, I'm the black horse. What new age, Deepak Chopra, to Oprah. This is a movie script, bring on Francis Ford Coppola. Do away with the nonsense, algebra. I'm trying to figure it in my head. Science, astrology, master of confusion, bothers me. Had I known you was gonna worship it, my apologies. Represent for the big boss. Now put the drugs down, let me see you jump. Crisscross, I represent the three letters. So stop chasing waterfalls.
Break it bad, y'all.
You and I will not make garbage. You and I.
You know the business. You know the business.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to. Who is it you think you see?
I am in charge of the cooking. I'm thinking maybe you and I could partner up.
We break it bad on every level. Adjust my treble, microphone rebel. Yes, I'm special, essential to these simple thoughts. I close my eyes and picture dollars every time that I talk.
That's
so
right.
Separate
That's
me
right.
from these other rappers. Really just some ego actors. Catch them on the battlefront. They Facebookers and Instagrammers. You're socially accepted through the net. I'm atomically gifted. You fools is late like no dinner's left. A simple threat, so don't get it twisted. I'm a man of my words, like I gave birth to this whole damn sentence. Tremendous, momentous, Walter White when the pen spits. Relentless for this money, that's how my kin flips. So get it poppin', homie, I get mine. Much respect due to this game, and that's true pride. One half of the R.I., die for a D.I. Catch this on the upside, breaking bad, that's no lie.
You and I will not make garbage. You and I.
You know the biz, you know the biz.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to. Who is it you think you see?
I am in charge of the cooking.
I'm thinking maybe you and I could partner up, partner up, partner up.
I am not in danger. I am the danger. I am the one who knocks.
Radio, that was Breaking Bad off of that Breaking Bad mixtape. You listening to the Drodian Show with your host Sneak Rothstein rocking out right now. It's 8:37 p.m. here in the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? So that make it, what, 5:37 West Coast time. Shout out to all my West Coasters tuning in, showing love to this Die For Radio platform. The best shit from East to West, East Coast, worldwide, man. Everybody showing love. And the movement is real strong, man. I can't deny it right now. The momentum is crazy, and we ain't stopping, man. In the name of hip-hop, Due to Knowledge. Make sure you look out for that Due to Knowledge. You know what I'm saying? A little situation coming real soon. I can't let the whole cat out of the bag, but we got a situation coming with the Due to Knowledge real, real soon. And I want everybody to, you know what I'm saying, jump on board with that and continue supporting the real over here, man. But like I said, we got a nice little show for you tonight. We got a Prince Poe, formerly of Organized Confusion, coming through the show. We got Chip Fu of the legendary Foosnick is coming through the show. We got MC Shy Rock, the first female MC in hip-hop, coming through to bless the show, as well as Lil Dap of Groupon coming through to bless the show. So it's a beautiful situation. Hopefully everybody had a good Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? You enjoyed your loved one. You know what I'm saying? A loved one. You know what I mean? If you got more than one. And, man, got it in. You know what I'm saying? That's what life is all about, enjoying yourself, living, you know what I'm saying, and having a good time. And, man, just doing what you got to do, man, to survive and make it. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, man, I'm feeling real good right now. And definitely it's going to be a crazy show tonight. I'm excited right now. Can't hold it in. We're going to keep the music going. We're going to keep the music popping. Let's get into this Coco Brothers Bucktown live on Die For Radio. This is the Drody Show.
Bucktown, USA is the place where I rest. Should I say chill, cause there ain't no rest for me yet? Shit, I can't say chill, cause the property's hot. Got to get it while I'm getting, could be got or get knocked. Cause of those who cock block, or those who get knocked. spill the beans like a cook to them crooked ass cops.
To all my G's,
don't snooze, cause they cruise in blues and whites. Coming to the PJs, looking for fights. Mr. Officer, cool down your temper. Man, just cool, you're not to come like a murderer. I try to do my thing and you try to take me in. Have me stressed with a bunch of dope fiends in the pen. Then again, that's the place where you see the same face in the street. Everybody got a charge to beat. Once again, facing the magistrate with this screw face. Bounce on the D-A-T-S-T, be the new king. Home where the grass is greener. And all the guards and earth shoes are calling Medina. The place where I received my roots. Got put on in this loot and got my first 10 boots. G-S-3-O-O on the side of the road getting harassed by Po-Po. Home on my BTC and everybody that I roll with be family.
Who cares the way your life or a loner like me? Constantly holding courts in the street with police. Like the Sergeant 81st.
Yo, we about to go to the artist line right now. This is the VIP line. I think I recognize this number. I believe this is the man of the hour live on Die 4 Radio, the Drodian. So 310-272, you live on Die 4 Radio. Is that my man Prince Poe?
Yes, sir. This is me, Prince Poe, legendary organized confusion. We in the building, Die 4 Radio. Tune in. Stand up and lay down. We here.
How you doing, fam? Good. It's good to have you in the building. Good to have you blessing the premises. Man, that's what's up. Talk to the people, fam. You got the floor
right now. I'm blessed to be here. Thank y'all for having me on. You know, Prince Paul, if y'all don't know, I come from a group, Organized Confusion, my partner, Sal March. You know, we here. We still making music. And, you know, I got a new album out, Animal Serum, and I'm just here to talk to the people because, you know, I'm into reaching out and staying connected with the folks that makes this all happen. And without the people's ears, nobody's saying nothing. Without your ears, I have no voice. So I'm here just, you know, just blessed, man, thankful to have this new project out and to share with the people. And I love y'all, man, for making me who I am. And I'm forever grateful. So we here, man, and I salute y'all.
We definitely appreciate that, man. And Queens don't raise no punks, man. We had MC Shan on the show, and he said there's something in the water out there in Queens, man. Every MC from Queens or from New York that, you know, for that matter, just been you know, iconic, legendary, hot. You know what I'm saying? Number fire. Right. That's not the takeaway from Cali, but, you know, hip-hop started in Bronx,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So we always going to pay homage to where it all began.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I'm humble and I'm grateful to be a part of it. You know, when we was younger, you know, they was jamming out in the parks in the Bronx, and we was too in Queens. And salute to MC Shan, too, because, you know, he was in the game when it was very competitive, and it was a lot of tension. You know, you on the mic, you know, you didn't represent right, man. You might have got beat up. It's so much not like today. You know, you step on the mic and you sound like all right. They be like, oh, he all right, and they let you walk. Then, back in the days, you was all right. You walked out the door, you got beat up because you shouldn't have been on the mic. So
that's crazy.
You know,
crazy.
I'm thankful to be a part of this. And like even when I was young as an MC, you know, I exercise my craft and I practice like in casual. Like, oh, sure, you're nice. Get on the mic. No, I'm not ready yet. And that was a certain element of respect because hip hop is about the culture, and it's a positive element because where hip hop started was my man is selling drugs. You know, my other man, his family is hurting and almost homeless. I need to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sell drugs. I don't want to rob people. I don't want to rob banks. I want to just have a fair chance, and that's where it came from. It came from just expression. It's a different form of art, like you drawing or you dancing. It was a word expression, and it was derived from jazz and bebop. So, you know, I'm just glad to pay my little part to it and do my contribution because this music belongs to all of us. It's worldwide. This music helps people get through bad times. This music paints pictures of promise for people. And, you know, it's just what we do, man, you know. And I'm glad you guys had me on the show because we were supposed to been do this. And I know, you know, everybody gets caught up. But one thing I learned a long time ago, that everybody is somebody. If a DJ don't play it, you can't hear it. So, you know, salute to all the DJs and all the radio stations out there. But today we on Die 4 Radio. Holla at your boy.
That's That's much respect. We appreciate that, OG Prince Poe, man. So short for Prince Poetry, represent Queens, New York. I see you out there in that 310, so you out there with that good weather, at that sunshine, that good medicine. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a good thing out here. You know, I kind of miss the snow, you know what I'm saying, because you have a lot of discipline and the change of weathers, you know, it don't always go your way, and you still got to get out and do what you have to do, and it builds character, and it builds determination. So, you know, shout out to all my West Coast and my East Coast, my Midwest, my down south, my overseas, my Canada people. You know, like, we here, and that's what it's about. It took me a while to come back with this album, but, you know, I try to do music to share. I didn't use music to maintain my livelihood or stuff like that. So, you know, even with this new album, man, I'm trying to have a little bit more fun on it and bring back wordplay and painting pictures that people could use their imaginations, man. Because, you know, we all here for a divine reason, and I'm hoping my music helps people find what their divine reason is, man. We all masters of something.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's talk about this joint, this Toxic joint. I got two of your bangers right here. I was banging them all day today, you know what I'm saying, getting in the zone before the show happened. And by the way, man, we also got we got Chip Fu coming through. We got the legendary MC Sha Rock coming through, and we got Lil Def coming through. I want to say I got the legendary Sha Rock on the line right now, but I want to make sure we get into your Toxic joint before we get the luminary, the legendary, the first female MC in hip hop on the line right now, because that's going to be monumental.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So let's talk about this Toxic, and then we're going to come back and get her on the line, too. You know what I'm saying? I see my phone lines blowing up like crazy right now. They showing love to the Die For movement.
Well, I tell you right now, the song Toxic is really like me and always sitting, and that beat is like, when it comes to being an MC, man, you got to be able to be like, yo, I can smash anything. So that beat was one of the beats that a lot of people didn't gravitate to. And I was just like, yo, man, I need to spit something where there's no barriers. We're just showing you how you can exercise wordplay. And I want to put it out there, like, when you're from the hood and you survive past the age of, like, 21 now, man, that shows that you do have intelligence. And we need to pay homage to our intelligence. You know, it's cool to be, you know, a tough guy. You want to be a thug, but most people that survive stuff is because they're intelligent. So, Toxic, I wanted to let people know on the song, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with bragging about your cars and you feeling good about yourself, but let's just go in and just get raw. Let's just go in and treat it how the jazz cast used to treat. Just get together, they don't even know each other, and they just jam out. And Old No was like, yo, just go in and smash it. Like, don't worry about what market we aiming for. We want to aim for the younger people, or we want to aim for the party goers. We was like, let's just show that we intelligent beings. And I'm still from the hood. I rep the hood, but I'm not a hood person. I'm an intelligent being. So let me go in. You know, we wanted to use wordplay, and, you know, we wanted to get people like, ooh, did you hear what he said? And Oh No, he's just like a beast on beats and lyrics, and he's just an exceptional being. He's awesome. He's like a 2020 cat right now in 2014. So, you know, Toxic, I think that is for the people that want to be challenged. It's for the people that's like, I want to hear something new. And Stripping Down is just like, this right here, you ain't ready for. All lyricists, if you think you're ready for it, come like this, and I respect you. Like I said, I got a lot of respect for fellow artists that's out there, but that's where I'm from. We're friendly competitors, so Toxic is to let people know that we're still maintaining that originality, that creativity, and that intelligence with that funk. So here you go on Die For Radio, you know, Toxic, Animal Serum. That album is out now.
That's dope, man. You heard it first on Die For Radio. This is Toxic off of Prince Poe's Animal Serum album, produced by Oh No, live on the Trody Show.
through injections in your veins from a prophet. Sulfuric acid set into your brain is a caustic. Propane poems, the flames catastrophic. Disintegrate through the chains with laser beam clock spit. Performing mathematics, transplants to broaden your range. My antioxidants is for dislodging the pain. Blow through the nose of your bows with nitrogen flows. Pose bang like a bison annihilating the game. Relieve pressure where the rest won't touch your haters because I put a torch so they wet. Molecular structure is the boss. You slept on Teflon, protect the Delta Force, infiltrating camps, the frauds are close to no cost. Pitting the pendulum, mutilating them, bending them, stimulating dosages, replenishing the synonym. Only the holy remains across the coldest terrain. Stealing them for Benjamins, ninja syringing them with Novocaine. Numb skulls down to their shoulder blades. Told you lames that I'm far from finished. The minute squads with liquid bombs with chemists. Supremacists falling with your arms, my lyrics trigger the strong mystic laws of the spirit. My art of war drawn to give them the visit. Musical minutes blowing in like a blizzard. Gotta come and get it.
Yeah. In the air raid over your town, I'm finna bomb shit. The trails like chemtrails, no option. It's written in a thick smoke of toxin. The airwaves, sick thoughts are not forgotten, but still pop it like oxycontin. They don't wanna feel the pain of their body riding while they body rocking. So they sleeping and they do it often. Can't nobody stop and keep dreaming like heroin injected to the ear canal. Then the only way that you can hear it now is slow with
you tell them that my shit is like a
soundbite of leprosy. Damaging the nerves when they next to me. I'm cooking up the recipes like ricin. Like ain't nobody checked for these. That's a Heisenberg, lab in the cleaners. Better not tell a pad with some cleavage. Bar shots have them all leaning. The doc strap them in, none leaving. Fumigate, ain't nobody breathing. Send the troops, tell them get even. My pen broke, ink still leaking. Face the method like I push a cheek in. Brain damage, tell what you thinking. Your chemicals are peaking. Homie, I'm toxic.
Yeah, that was a world premiere right there by my man Prince Poe, my big brother, my OG. You know what I'm saying? He laid the foundation before I even thought about doing hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So it's a pleasure to have you. Let's get the originator of this hip hop shit, the first female MC of hip hop on the line, and see what she think about that right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pleasured to have her in the building too. How you doing? Miss Lady?
I'm in here. Listen, shout out to Die for Radio for having Shot Rock, MC Shot Rock, and also Prince Poe. Listen, I am a fan of you and the Organized Confusion. Right there, that song, Toxic, should be like the 2014 B-Girl, B-Boy national anthem. I'm serious. And I say this because I'm sitting here, right, and I'm getting, like, goosebumps on my body because when I hear songs like that, that's what make me, like, I'm in Texas right now, so the weather is nice out here. So I'm just standing up, like, getting ready to just go down and start breakdancing. And this is crazy because I'm telling you, no, seriously, y'all think I'm lying, but those are the type of songs that move me. I'm not taking anything from anybody else, but when I hear that, to me, that lets young kids, young B-girl, B-boys, little kids, 5, 6, 7 growing up, when they hear songs like that, then they could only then understand the hip-hop culture and what it really means. Having fun, that type of music. No, I'm serious. You know, I'm trying to get no brownie points. It's just what it is. I like that. I like Toxic.
Thank you.
When you going to put it out?
Well, it's out now. The album came out February 4th. It's doing pretty good. People are very definitely supporting. But what I want to say, too, on the radio while Shy's here, like, you know, Shy, you and so many people like Kumo D and Jazzy J and just so many different influences that we had, and it was almost like we was in school because a lot of people don't understand that it wasn't just music. It was a lifestyle that was being created as an alternative to not go down the wrong road.
Right.
It was, everybody had friends that was selling drugs or running numbers or just stealing, robbing banks. There was a lot of things going on because poverty was real. And it's sisters like you and so many dope individuals that we took years to study. Like it was years before I touched the mic because it was like, do you hear what they sound like? Do you see how they're moving people and giving people a vision to say, yo, I might can make it.
Absolutely.
I possibly might can make it. against all the adversities of like drugs and lack of jobs and being in poverty. So what I want to say is, you know, hail to the queen, because, you know, like, you know, without Mother Earth, there's nothing. And I so
right.
appreciate your input.
But it's
and that's why
like
we
you.
Here.
Right. And it's MCs like you that carry on the culture, that respect every element of the culture, not just rap music. It's what's going to really make sure that we continue, you know, to enlighten people about what the culture truly means and music within the culture. Rap music is about, letting people know how you feel and expressing yourself. But I'm here, and I know, Poe, you are too. The thing is to say, listen, we don't just rep rap music. We rep all elements. And all
that's
elements,
right.
Once you rep all elements, that means that you respect the culture to the fullest, and you're going to do whatever you can to continue to maintain and continue to hold the culture down. And we have a lot of people out there that's doing that. I'm, as the first female MC of the hip-hop culture, you know, hip-hop is what made me who the woman I am today. You know, just by trying to live right as a woman, you know, and just saying, listen, you know, I have to make sure that as a female, I still live, you know, a certain kind of way, respect myself in order to say, listen, you know, I respect this culture to the fullest, and I'll go to my grave, you know, living that way.
That's real. That's real. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, and I salute you because, you know, I'm the only boy out of, you know, seven siblings. And what I will say is that, you know, to be a female MC, any era of hip-hop, it's always saying you got to hold your ground. And for you to be here just talking with us and to have such great influences on other rappers that came up, like Rockfish, Shante, Latifah, Light, and all these people, it's just it's a blessing that you just overcame all the challenges because, you know, of the male chauvinistic stuff. And it's like, you know, you had to prove yourself to do the great things that you've done. So like I said, I pay homage and respect, and it's a blessing to be
Thank
on the
you.
Radio with you and sharing with
Thank
the people
you.
And with Dopso Radio. We here, you know, we here. And, you know, if you're willing to learn twice as much as you are willing to tell somebody you know, you will become one of the greatest people ever. You know,
I agree.
You listen, you know, and that's the reason why you don't have two mouths.
Right.
You need to listen twice. And you need to listen twice as much as you talk once. And we not only bought y'all records, we looked at how y'all looked, the pose, what y'all was wearing, how many earrings you had on, the color coordination, what was in the background. This is what we did with music, because when you did that, you realized that the person was telling a story sometimes. And, you know, and the lessons that we got from people like you, it's priceless. Like, money cannot buy that. So, and I would say that any of y'all people get at Chi-Rock or anybody from this era in hip-hop, understand you wouldn't have a favorite rapper without these people. Whenever
you
get at them and you ask for information or you ask for guidance, you got to do it in a business term. You got to make sure that it's business, because information is valuable. I'm being straight 100. Stop with all that
trying
to keep the money in your click and yo, we getting money over here. Nah, you got to break bread, because if you learn how to put a loaf of bread on the people who laid the foundation's table, you got another place to go make a sandwich, and it'll be a good sandwich.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And you know, the crazy thing about all of this is that, you know, a lot of people, especially, like, I don't really want to say the new school. I want to say, you know, a lot of the rappers today, you know, or some of the MCs, you know, a lot of them say, okay, well, the old school is bitter because they didn't get the monetary reward from it. And I say that. Let me say what I say. You know, for us coming up, you know, I'm a product of the 70s, you know, and a lot of people want to put Chi-Rock in the 80s. But no, I'm a product of the 70s. It came a decade prior to some females that y'all probably already know. And the thing is that money has never been an issue. the issue with me and my group, the Funky 4 Plus 1 that I have, is that a lot of people don't talk about, a lot of people that do know, don't talk about the contributions that the Funky 4 Plus 1 has made, especially being the first female MC, you know, a part of an all male group, and be a first female MC, and the first female, first group to ever be on national TV. You know, we were the first ones to use the echo chamber, you know, rap group, the first ones to wear graffiti, you know, on our clothing. We was the first one to made the longest rap record. You know, a lot of people think it was the Sugar Hill Gang, but it's Rapping and Rocking the House was the longest rap songs until Sylvia Robinson from the Sugar Hill Records went back and remixed it over. Now, my thing is that when it comes to, you know, the old school being bitter, for me, the payoff for me is going down in history to say, listen, you know, I am the first female MC of hip-hop. A lot of times, you know, when you do songs, I don't even care about the money. Yes, you may say, well, you're stupid. You know, you're getting paid. Everybody else is getting paid now. That don't matter to me. What matters to me is the culture. What matters to me is doing it for the love of hip-hop, for the love of culture, just because I can do it. That's what matters to me. When people know, listen, and I can say, listen, you know, I am the first female MC of the hip-hop culture, and this is the culture that I love so much that I'll go in there, if someone asks me to do a track, I'll go in there and I'll do it. Yes, a lot of times, you know, we'll work out the business thing, but I do it on the strength of the hip-hop culture and just because I can, because I love the culture so much. So right. I just want, you know, people to know that I also have a book out there that's called Luminary Icon. And y'all can, you know, pick it up, and it tells the true history of the culture from how I started as the first female MC, you know, back in the days with Bam, you know, a Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Millie Mel, all of them. You know, so it's coming from my perspective. So just like Prince Pro, you know, letting people know who Sha Rock is, you know, or the Funky Four, I just want, I like to thank Dr. Leo for having me on to be able to tell my story. Because a lot of people do believe that, you know, I come from the era of the 80s, but I come from the era of the 70s.
I'm going to add a jewel to that real quick. I'm going to try to be real short. What I want the people to know is, when this hip-hop thing came in, when Sha Rock and him was doing it, he said it was love because it wasn't about the money. It was about we have a way to express ourselves and have fun with it without seeming like we're volatile people.
True.
And that we're a civilized people, and we have a story to tell. We got that from bebop and hip-hop. What I want the people to understand is that when hip-hop was introduced to the music era, to the music world, and brought into the industry, it was because of the deep house DJs and clubs. So understand that it came from the DJs. Now, what I want to say to y'all is, you got these people on songs. I love a lot of them. I love what they do. A lot of them are good-hearted people, but a lot of them is getting these big checks. They bragging about money and all that. That's all good. But just understand that it was an era where corporate music industry executives was like, this hip-hop is not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're not going to really fund it. It started selling, and when it started selling more than rock music, we might have something over here. So just understand that it was a art form that was made for people to just feel better about themselves and to enjoy the moment and see life that for being happy as well as being focused and fighting out the struggle, but happiness is good. But I'm letting cats know that they didn't believe in the music. They did not.
And it's a global enterprise.
It started selling more than rock music. And then it was like, oh, we got something. And that's how we end up where we at now. So what I'm saying is that
Every aspect of music.
So it should be an honor to be like, hey, Big Sister Shy, come through, talk to the people. Let me break you off with some bread. We got you a nice room. That's what you call risk.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
You know what? You're
right.
Let me tell you what one person, well, a couple of people said to me one time. Because you know what I was bitter about? Not bitter about not making the money at one time. I was bitter about, you know, some people coming up in the world, you know, some people that it came up that knew, you know what I'm saying, that knew my contributions to the culture, that had that was in a position to talk about it and say about it. But what they do is they suppress that information. And one person told me, Okay, Sharrock, for you to say that you're number one, that's a big thing. So what you do is you sort of kind of dig into their pockets. So they're not going to look out for you. They'll know. They'll say, oh, Sharrock, you know, you did good. You know, I thank you very much, you know, for your contributions. But to really put it out there for the masses to know, see, they're not going to do that. So you have to come out swinging, and you have to come out telling your story and let people know, because it ain't nobody can take it from me. I have proof. I don't just have flyers. You know what I'm saying? I have coverage, have video, you know, footage of me back then. You know what I'm saying? So they said, listen, you're going to have to come out swinging, because nobody's not going to do you that justice of telling your story. You have to tell it yourself.
And that's the reason why I've said what I said, because I want the listening people right now within the reach of my voice to understand. None of these big brothers and sisters of mine are bitter. All I'm saying to you is imagine if you created an invention and somebody came and took it and made $50 million from it. You don't think that you don't deserve some type of credibility for it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it
don't matter what y'all say, if they didn't create it, if they didn't share this love, y'all wouldn't be making this money, neither with the executives, because y'all first said that hip-hop wouldn't sell. Then it started selling more than rap, and then now y'all slowly started cutting checks, and even to this day, y'all cutting checks, but it was cutting checks, but even still to this day, y'all getting millions because y'all touring a lot, y'all doing merch, and y'all getting endorsements and all that. But in reality, when you write your own lyrics and you make your own beats and you got your own thing going on, you're still only getting 15% of a pot of something that these people created for you to get any piece of, anything.
Absolutely.
Just understand, don't think they bitter. But I just misunderstand, if somebody came in your backyard and took your invention that makes it easier to go to the bathroom without getting out your bed, it's the newest, hottest thing that's going on. You can pee and doo-doo from bed without smell, whatever. If somebody just comes and take it, and when you made it to convince people and to share it, but now everybody's making money from it. I don't care what nobody
Paul,
says. You're
going to
feel some way, and that's different. This is something that somebody...
Paul, I listened to your interview. You said the magic thing. The thing is that this culture don't, you know, and what I do truly want people to understand from my perspective, this culture just doesn't, you know, belong to the pioneers or the people who started it. It belongs to all of us.
Exactly.
But we have a responsibility to make sure that we maintain it and we respect all elements of the hip-hop culture. It belongs to all of us.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. But
that's why
said,
it's wrong for people to say that y'all bitter. That's really like a sellout. Well, but you know, it's all good because you know any promotion is good promotions. You know, I'd rather somebody talk bad about me than to not talk about me at all. And misery not only loves company. Misery wants you to move in. So I realize that I realize that people are going to do what people do. You could give up and be a quitter, or you could fight and stand up for something. And like I said, this right here is one of the best creations that ever. No one would have ever thought that a dude could go from the projects and do a show in Russia. No one.
And
because somebody had
real.
Love for some, somebody's love created these opportunities. Somebody's love.
Absolutely. And I'm thrilled that this is happening. I think that, you know, I'm blessed. And you too, Poe, you know, and all of the artists that's going to come on behind us, you know, I think that we're blessed to be able to be here, to actually see, you know, the different transformation, you know, of elements, you know. So I respect all elements. So I would like to say the transformation of rap music within the hip-hop culture, you know. And it's good that we can be able to see, you know, the different things, you know, but that goes on in a different way that, you know, people play with words or the different types of music, you know, or whatever. But, you know, I still respect the culture, and I still respect all elements, and that's what I live for, you know.
Wow. Die for Radio.
Beautiful.
Sneak Brostein.
Die for Radio.
Building. Ooh, we got these powerful, iconic individuals on the line. I got the CEO on the line. I'm going to get him on the line in a second, but I want to drop this real quick right here.
And we're going to talk about this. I ain't going to give it up. I'm just going to drop it, and we're going to come back on the line and talk about it live on Die 4 Radio, the Dro You Show.
Yo, Kenny, man, there goes Shot Rock, it's me and Debbie D. Go get that record. Well, here's three ladies from our neighborhood. Guaranteed to rock the beat and rock the beat good. So come on, Debbie D, Shy Rock, and Lisa Lee. Step up to the front so all your friends can see. We're all backing you up 100%. We know you practice all week. Now this is it. If you're in favor of what I've said, everybody, say go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, girl,
can boogie too. Boogie boogie too. We can dance. We can shake it. Can boogie too. So come on, girl, let's go break it. Let's go break it. Us girls are the best of friends. If one ain't got no money, the other one lends. When we go out, we know we look real hot. What the boys want, how you know we got?
The five girls, Debbie D, Lisa Warner, who can hold my policy. So, hey fellas, move on close. Take me on a cruise, then watch me float. Wanna die my mind, show me I'm fresh. And I will always let you know Debbie D is best. Shy Rock is the woman with the magical touch. I'm like burning fire, you know I'm just too much. I wanna treat you like a king in the heat of the night. Romance to the moon, if your time and it's right. Get your back wet, soak this rack. He says I'm the kind of girl that he could never forget. Sophisticated is the lady, Lisa Lee. To be the man in my life, you got to be my only. I'll always hold you secure. And my arms real tight, squeeze you real good till you feel just right. I have a heart of gold I wanna share with you, and give you the type of loving that you never been through.
And if you dig where we're coming from, say yeah.
Yeah.
And if you wanna rock this party tonight, say yeah.
Yeah.
Us girls can boogie too. We can dance, we can shake it.
Live in the building. I got Prince Poe, and I got the legendary hip hop icon.
Oh yeah,
MC Shy Rock in the building. Talk to us about that, because that influenced me immensely as a youngster. You know, what I mean, nobody could tell me I wasn't Lee from B Street. I thought I was Lee from B Street for a minute there.
Are you serious? You know what I mean? Well, you know what? Let me tell you. I talk about this in my book, but I'll briefly go through it. We actually, what happened was Harry Belafonte was doing, he was actually having people come down to audition for the movie. And we were not in the movie. And so what we did was Harry Belafonte had came up, you know, to all the people that was waiting to screen for the movie. So I got
right.
to him and said, listen, we the hottest three females in New York City, you know, which was Debbie D and Lisa Lee. And we're, you know, even though I was with the 54 plus one, I still was doing things with Lisa, you know, or Debbie. So I said, well, you need to have a party for cooking. And so what he did was he you know, had us audition for the movie. The only thing it is with Lisa and Debbie, they weren't under contract. So they was a goal for being on the movie. And so with me, I was under contract with Sugar Hill Records. So what Sylvia Robinson did is said, well, listen, I will let Shot Rock be a part of this movie if you would allow Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five to do the hook for B Street. And so that's how
wow.
I was able to do the movie, by letting Millie Mel do the hook for B Street. And so that's how I was able to do it. So that's how it came about. And we were glad, you know, to be a part of that movie, B Street. I mean, it was an honor for us to be able to do a movie with Harry Belafonte. It worked
wow,
out.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. I mean, that movie right there set the standard, and it did great things for hip hop. You know, it transcended, and it touched every culture, and you know, every individual.
And that's
good. You know what I mean?
It did. I think it did.
Most
it was
definitely.
Actually filmed. Most of it was filmed in the Bronx, which was pretty good. You know, in the Vanderbilt,
okay.
until we came up to the Roxy. You know, so it sort of kind of was like the home base for that movie, and it worked out pretty good. I'm glad. I was glad to be a part of it. But I also want
to
say,
okay, go ahead.
I also want to say shout out to the Rolling Stone magazine because, you know, for the last 2 years, they named That's the Joint as one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time. And the thing is that, you know, I think it was like number 46 or something. I don't give a damn if it was number, you know, 49. The thing is that it made it, and Rolling Stone magazine did respect the fact that, you know, the Funky 4+1, you know, did make a good song, and it made the greatest hip-hop song of all time. So shout out to Rolling Stone.
Definitely.
Magazine.
And that song was like, what, 9 minutes, correct?
Could have been, yeah, about that much.
Definitely, yeah, because I checked it out, you know what I mean? Because you came before I was born. I'm a 70s baby. Raised in the 80s, stuck
man.
In the 90s.
But you know what? That's good. For people like you that just came up during that time when the hip-hop culture was on the grind and interception, for you to even want to interview people like myself and Prince Poe, that's an honor. You know, to be able to you know, the culture, you know, and I'm glad that it's people out there like you who gives us the justice and give us the limelight to be able to tell our story.
I know one thing. I've been sitting here and just listening, and I've been jotting down notes, man. I'm already like scheming on trying to get a music seminar, and have like a situation where people come out and network and hear the story. And I want to be able to tell a good story about music. I'm already, like, scheming on trying to get you to come through
and
speak because I got a lot of, you know, a lot of my homegirls from high school. Like, we really understand how important certain elements of our life is. And we understand how important, like, radio shows like this to have a pioneer as of yourself. Because if you don't teach the kids or you don't, if you don't share the knowledge, how are they supposed to know? You just don't come out the womb and just be like, yo, I'm ready to go to school. You know,
absolutely.
Your parents got to smack
their
head and
say
no.
We
want to bring the kids. And I know there's a lot of young listeners right now. Like I said, when I say young, I'm talking about I'm expecting to be from like 8 years old on up.
Absolutely.
They need to know about who Sean Rock is. It's important for young females to know who Sean Rock is because not only of our contribution to music, but to establish that in a male chauvinistic world, if you be strong, you can make it.
And
if you got a
right.
talent, let it be known. And I think that it's just different elements. And that's what hip-hop did. Hip-hop just restored a lot of hope, man. And I think that if you can just close your eyes and think, where would life be without hip-hop? Oh,
mm-hmm.
man, all I could see is a lot more bloodshed, a lot
yeah.
more chaos, a lot more confusion. And even in people that's older, what hip-hop has done to them is it made them like, oh, that ain't like how jazz used to be. I remember we had Coltrane and Wes Montgomery
right.
and Cannonball Adderley. You know, what we did, what the era that we're from is not only we bought the records, but we studied who played on the records. And
mm-hmm.
and we studied how you hear Sean Rock's rhythm in between the bass line and the drums and the way she got it going like you're stringing the guitar. And we studied that.
Absolutely.
That's the rhythm. But then now you got to go back and listen to what she's talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, let me tell you this. Don't get it twisted, you know, far as where the hip-hop culture derived from. Yes, it did come from gangs. I can remember times when I used to have to walk over dead bodies, you know what I'm saying, in clubs. But let me tell you the story behind that. It had gotten to the point where, you know, people were coming to party. All they wanted to hear was Sha Rock or the Funky Four. You know, a Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five rhyme. So So what they did was when it came time, everybody had their security around them. And when it came time for those fights and all that stuff to break out, their security kicked them out of the parties, kicked them out of the club, because we made a stand that we will no longer, you know, go through all this fighting and this killing. We come into the club to listen to hip-hop music. We're coming to the club to be able to enjoy what it is that we came there for, and that was to just party. And this is what, and every time that I see, I hear, you know, people talking about killing, you know, or doing this or doing that, I get butterflies in my stomach, because that's not what the culture was missed on. We did everything we could to prevent this from reverting back to how it started out. That's what the culture was built on. It was built on peace, unity, and having fun for Africa Bambaataa.
That's exactly what I said. I said that a few minutes ago. I said the culture, you know, because people that was rhyming, they had a homie that was hustling, or they had a homie that was running numbers, and this was our way of saying we don't want to do that. We want to, because the homie that, see, and what people don't understand is they're glorifying hustling now. Back then, hustling was just about surviving, and
Absolutely.
The whole thing is that we was the spokesperson for the homie who was hustling that really didn't want to hustle, but it was just that it was about surviving and making it. And some people, like I said, people get fed up, and you see the other things in our society and in our system that's going on, and people feel they have a right to certain things, and so. With this hip-hop culture, what I'm saying is that it's important to share where it came from, so this way we can know exactly where it's going.
As far as
cats talking about the guns and all that, we're not going to go too deep into that, but all I can say is there should have been a time in hip-hop where everybody shut their ears down, because when you got executives telling you, well, that's cool, but you need to talk about the shit that's going on in the hood. And that's what sells now, and then now you're exploiting our struggle. This is exactly opposite of what it started for. But my thing is that the money was made, billions of dollars was made, and they're at a point now where it's like, we didn't expect this music to go this far.
It's not our music.
And let's do something else that caused controversy, because business people and people of that's about that bread, controversy sells. Sex, drugs, violence, it sells, because you got people saying, that's disgusting. You got people saying, oh, that's ill, that's crazy. And it came from the music industry. When violence started coming into hip-hop, they're like, oh, why are y'all exploiting black women? Y'all made Pam Grier take her bra off, because y'all always like black butts.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about? So my thing is that we got to always understand that, and sometimes it's good to eat ramen noodles for 3 more days and wait for the big payoff than just taking that check that's in front of your face, because I know you're thinking about your family, and, yo, we've been hurting, and we got to get out of this. But just understand, if you sell your dignity and you sell your love and your soul of what you have for that check, because you want to get out of the hood, you could have waited 3 more days. You've been broken, hungry so long now, you can't tough it out for 3 more days?
Wow.
To do the right thing and be like, you know what, that's cool, we can do that sometimes, but it's a little too much of that. That's not what we made this for. And if everybody would have shut down, believe me, a businessman is going to be like, I don't care what we was trying to do. Now there's money in positive rap because they shut down. I'm going to write them a check, and they can do all the positive rap that they want as long as they bring in that money. All right, well, let's do it.
That's true. That's right.
That's true.
And people like Sha Rock should be running the label. She should be the general A&R, because this is the element. This is about, you know, being able to have that torch passed down the right way and being able to equip yourself with all this knowledge, all this creativity, to make somebody feel good 15,000 miles away.
But you know, the good thing about it is that when you have radio stations like Die For Radio, you know, who, you know, plays the type of songs that you like to listen to, who respects the culture, as many radio stations out there as long as, you know, along with Die For Radio, that offers you know, people to be able to listen to the culture of the hip of hip hop. I'm not trying to, and don't get me wrong, like I said, I think that everybody has on what they want to speak on. And just because I may rap a certain way or Poe may rap a certain way, you know, I won't say it's hip hop. No, I've always said that everything that we do is, especially when you rap, and it's rapping, but I rep the hip hop culture, and that's every element of hip hop as well as you do too, Poe. And that's
right.
What I'm saying.
And that's what radio, I'm going to add to that and say that this is where we started. So everything in life is 360. This is where we started. We've done every radio interview possible. When we first went out, it was, you're here in Texas? Oh, you ever heard of Scarface? Oh, we love Scarface. We love the Ghetto
Boys.
What's the name of y'all? Organized Confusion. Oh, okay, we're about to do the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, we got live from New York, Organized Concession Stands. So now you're what's your name? Prince March.
Wow.
Tell poetry.
Yeah, of course.
And you had to go out there and you had to work and grind and promote. So it's the people, the listeners right now, it's the people that allowed me the opportunity, because the label's like, oh, you sold some records. We don't have to shelf you. Let's try to go for another one. And that was the people, and that proved that there's intelligence, there's listening ears in the hood. And like I said, you know, being from the struggle and seeing so much that I've seen in New York in the era that I was raised in, all I can say is that this music is for everybody. When you are not feeling good or when you're feeling great, this music can just kind of like magnify you, and it's just such a blessing. And that's why I said what I said, Shy, because it's not like I'm specifically saying like y'all create the music for y'all, but it's like it takes a strong man and a real powerful man to walk away when he sees the whole picture. And
I agree.
It took a powerful movement to be like, we're going to make this thing. We're not even thinking about money. This is just an outlet. We need an outlet, and our neighborhood needs it. And that was therapeutic. It's like the street church. You go to church on Sundays. Hip hop was church for people. It brought so much love and it brought so much closure. And I'm talking about people that got rats in their house, people that got locks on their refrigerators and locks on their phones, eating cheese sandwiches. And back then the Sundew juices that cost us 50 cents for a quart, you got that, and you split that between three friends. And
absolutely.
And when I look at what y'all did, it's just a blessing that someone took a chance to do something that's about the people. And that's how you have the Martin Luther Kings and the Malcolm X's and the Major Evans. So all I'm saying is that Dr. Ray will always be a historical figure, because this is where you can come hear what you want to hear. I believe
absolutely.
That hip-hop has never died, because we aren't dead. And even when we return to the essence, this is a movement. This is going to be throughout the history of Earth existence. And all I can say is, if I get this seminar put together, I got to pay you, and I'm going to feed you, and we got to get you a nice room. We got to get you a nice room so you can roll around a few times before you
just
hit the
rolling
floor.
Around. Let me also, Sneak, I got to send a shout-out to DMC from Run DMC. You know what? Let me tell you what he did for me. And this is very shocking, because you're talking about a multi-platinum millionaire, you know, that came up in the game, that really, like, they were like the changing of the guards for us, you know, from the 70s. What he did was he did an interview on Sirius Radio, right? And he said, I like to thank MC Sha-Rock for being the person that she is, or the MC that she was. She helped make us who we are today. And he was talking in respect to him and Run, because he said that once he heard me on a tape and he heard me on the echo chamber, he told Jam Master Jay, listen, I want to sound just like MC Sha-Rock when we do this Tougher Than Leather album on, you know, on the echo chamber. And it took a lot as a dude for him to come out and say that I, as a female, influence him when he they're at the top of their game of doing what they got to do. And you know what? He was probably about the only guy from that era, you know what I'm saying, well, from the 80s era that stood up, you know, for me and say, listen, you know, I want to thank you. So I need to send a shout-out to him. And I got to say this for all your listeners who don't know, and I say this humble as I can get. You know, I am the only female that not only influenced females, but also men as well. And so I'm just saying it, nice. You know, just because we on this radio, you know, that for radio, so I'm just saying it. You know, because I may not have had a chance to say it again.
That's a beautiful thing. It's amazing.
First
of all, I want to say I got to shout to Sneak. I got to shout to Dyer. I really appreciate y'all patience because, you know, a lot of times, you know, communication is really crazy. You know, you put 10 people in a room, you tell the first person that we're going to have a red shirt and orange sneakers. By the time you get to the 10th person, it's like a blue shirt and a yellow jacket. And I understand that about business. So there was a lot of different mix-ups. And, you know, this whole thing where I got people helping me keep up with my Facebook and Twitter, it's really crazy because I'm from the era where you had to approach the girl and be like, how you doing, what's your name? You know, my name is such, you know, you look nice or whatever. You had to present yourself. You didn't get to hide behind a profile. And so saying that, you know, I want to say I appreciate you guys for being patient because a lot of times cats is like, oh, Prince is acting like he's all that, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. This is the 20th year anniversary of the Stress Extinction Agenda album. And It's just I've been bouncing back and forth between Animal Serum and Organized Confusion because in 94, exactly 20 years from now, I mean before now, we released Stress the Extinction Agenda album. And
Absolutely.
That year was the year of Outkast, one of their greatest albums, Nas. And we just happy to be a piece of a 10 million piece puzzle. And I want to put out there that I came from extensive things. You know, I had a lot of influence on Wu-Tang. I'm in RZA's book.
Absolutely.
I used to write for Houdini. That was like my end and where I got my first lessons from. I was real close with Ja Rule. Me and Ja Rule and Mars used to write a lot, and towards the end, coming towards the mid end of their career, Jazzy J and Far Shine, all y'all, there was a connection because I always knew Jay, and then like maybe like 10, 12 years ago, we was working in a studio that he had down on 14th Street, and it was such a connection because we understood that. Y'all was like, y'all made history because y'all had a female in the group, and it's not like y'all going to – you can't call her a female MC. You got to call her an MC. So
MC,
we always
exactly.
fixed our mouth to say, oh, Shy Rock, she's a dope MC. She's a dope MC, not
Absolutely.
She's a dope female MC. Because
right.
that's like, oh, she's dope to be a girl. Like, nah, if you made the standard and you brought it, it was about being a dope MC. It don't matter, female, male,
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know. So I wanted to put that out there. I did the Lost Boys' first demo, Forest Production. I got the Bush Baby sign.
So you got some history. Tell them you got your history.
Yeah.
You history.
So just going on the road with groups that the label just wasn't doing them right, and we was blessed to be signed with Disney. So our amenities was very tight. And what I'm saying to people is that I still feel like I haven't contributed enough. So be
Absolutely.
Humble in what you do. Chase your dream and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. And when they tell you that you can't do it, don't get mad. Just get mad at the fact that they don't
back
get
them
to do
and
it.
Find
and you can make it
back door them and find another way to get to it as long as you don't burn no bridges and you are.
Yeah,
you
can make anything happen. Anything happen. I went to school with Flex from the TV show 101. My man James Patterson went to school with me. He's doing all the special effects from the Spider-Man and some of the Marvel movies. Kwame, of course, the Polka Dot Man, very excellent producer. Mobb Deep came after we left. Fabulous came like 6 years later. And this was an art school. And what I'm saying to you is that you could do anything that you want as long as you have respect for the ones that came before you and you have focus for where you're going and you have to support. Dial 4 Radio, I know I'm running my mouth, but I'm just so appreciative of stations like this that's where I started from, and the people just started building and building, and you know I used to just do the math like, yo, if you just treat everybody with a little respect, you can go a very long way. And listen, I
want to send a shout out to she's one of the ones that back in the days used to be behind the ropes, used to come to the Funky Four parties and jams. I want to send a shout out to 45 King Mark, the one who did Jay-Z's A Hard Knock Life, you know, and went on to do Queen Latifah, some of Queen Latifah's hit. He was my record boy. You know, I talk about this, you know, in my book as well. So a lot of people that came up, you know, after we did, you know, came from the product, you know, of the Brothers Disco and the Funky 4+1. And me with Sha Rock, I did songs with CeeLo, from CeeLo to Nas to Big Daddy Kane. So many other collabos that I have did with a lot of people throughout the years. I try to stay current, you know, and active, you know, and just do what I got to do to let people know that Sha Rock is still alive and kicking. And I just love the hip-hop culture, and that's what it is.
And people, please buy this sister's book, because I'm telling you right now, it's so good to hear that somebody's writing a book instead of posting all these phony posts and the senseless posts on Facebook. Stop being internet slurs.
Yeah, I did everything.
Because,
I talk about everything.
And
I name names.
And I'm going to buy my copy, and what I'm telling the listeners right now is, you know, you're going to find something in that book that's going to intrigue you, because at the end of the day,
absolutely,
you are talking about people that came from an environment that so many states, wherever y'all listening from, there's so many, you know, like this poverty-stricken areas, and people like Sha Rock was the guiding lights in these neighborhoods, because it took a few of us from these neighborhoods to represent the neighborhood and to take that pain and put it into music. And then without you listening and just being a part of it and just supporting people like, you know, Sneak and Dia at Dot for Radio, you know, this is what keeps it together, because if I give you one and you give me one, then we got 360. One hand washes the other, and both hands washes the face. So
that's right.
We here paying homage, and like I said, you give people their flowers while they living in Casmella, because we give too many flowers to a person in the casket. So salute to all y'all.
And CEO Darlansky got to come in real quick, just real quick, y'all, because we got nothing. By the way, I haven't had a chance to talk to y'all, Sha Rock, Prince Po. I'm sitting here doing the knowledge, man. I'm definitely, this is a history lesson right here, but we definitely also got our other special guest on the line, Chip Fu. What's happening with you, my homie? How you doing?
Oh,
I'm good.
Chip Fu, what's up, family?
What's going on, family?
Chip, what's up, man? You sleeping?
Nah, Benjamin, I'm not sleeping. I was basically just listening to everything, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, yo, brother, I need to really hear that song we did together again, man. It's good to hear you on the line with us. I'll be happy when I hear my peoples, man.
Absolutely.
I've been just as happy, bro.
Yeah, I'll be happy when I see my peoples. Just for the record, Sha, I wish I was in contact with you, because I'd have put you on the super VIP list. We had a organized Confusion reunion show a couple of years ago, and Chip Fu was there, and you know, I've always known, like, his wordplay. You know, when somebody does something and say something, you'd be like, man, I wish I would have said something like that. You know, from the era that was pure encouragement, and it was like, it was immense inspiration. And Chip has always been a wordsmith that I think that he didn't get enough credit for, so
I
salute you, brother. I'm just, you know, I'm going through my motions, but
no, it's all right. It's all right. It's heartfelt. Listen, it's all right to be sensitive about hip hop.
No. I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that. Like I said, I've always been a big fan, also. So, you know, to even come to the reunion show, you know, it was big for me to see you guys get back on the stage and do what you were doing. And also the other show the other day, you know what I mean? I felt like a kid again.
Wow.
Just going through the motions of that whole stress album that you guys put out, man. Just standing in the crowd and reciting every word. I mean, people looking at me like they didn't believe that, you know, I could be a fan, but you got to understand, even though that you're an artist, there's other artists that, I mean, you need to give it up to also, you know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Well, just in case y'all don't know what he's talking about, yo, we, like I said, we got the 20-year anniversary for the Stress album, and it was on a Monday night. It was February 4th, and Sha, like I said, if I had your number, you would have been there too. But what I want to say is that it was freezing that night. It was bleeding. It was literally about 2 or 3 degrees, and it was cold that night. And so, and that was proof that night to me that, listen, you got to support what is and stop worrying about what isn't. I'm tired of people saying what somebody don't do. I don't want to be around the people that don't take care of their kids. I'm trying to surround myself with people that do take care of their kids. Chip was in the building, Fame from MOP, Rockwilder, the super producer, and it was just so much love, man. It was so much love. There's so much talent, that much talent in one building on a Monday night in New York when it's 3 degrees outside lets me further know that. Stop asking me what I think about hip-hop and is it dead or is it coming alive. Man, hip-hop has been alive and it's doing what it do.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Chip, what's going on with you, big bro? Good to have you in the building on Dial 4 Radio, man. What's new with you, fam?
Well, right now, basically just finishing up this solo album. The name of the album is called War Paint. And I'm putting out two albums back-to-back, one hip-hop album and one reggae album. And the reggae album is Music Appreciation, Art, Time, and Healing. So I'm just trying to focus on these two projects. And, you know what I'm saying, just balance everything out, basically.
Most definitely, man. We appreciate you calling in, and we're going to get into some of your music here. I got another joint from you, Prince Poe. I'm looking right now in my database, and this joint right here, I want to say, is called Smash. Talk to the people about that one, fam.
All right, well, you know, about a year ago, you know, Ono sent some more beats, and he had one particular on there. I said, wow, this beat sound like the you know, 2013 version of the Cotton Club. It had a certain swing to it. And, you know, just ironically having Chip on the phone, you know, the MC that I was surrounded with was on some, like, we're going to make a different song. It was always challenges. It was always trying to reach a new plateau. And we was what you call versatile. We didn't have to have the same beat. And, I called Marsh on it, like, yo, I got this beat. I think it's tight. And I wrote my verse, and I was like, I'm always known for going off the tangent. Let me just write a straight rhyme, just straight through the whole thing. So Marsh was like, I don't know, this might not work. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just wait. And I didn't pay it no mind. I'm finishing up the songs. 2 weeks later, like 7:45 in the morning, one of the nights that I decided to stay up and watch TV to 5, Mons calls, what do you want? I just only had 2 hours sleep. Yo, this is incredible. People will move to this. It'll make people feel good. I said, that's what I want to do. I'm tired of people being like, yeah, steps in my crew, I'm going to light your blocks up. I'd be like, man, it's the same struggle, and that's the reason why I did the message remake, the little video I did. They took it off of YouTube, but I did like a little remake of the message to let people know it's the same struggle 25 years later.
Absolutely.
So, with Smash, I wanted to have fun. I was like, you know, people are tired of hearing about the shit that they live around over and over, you know, and it had a different swing to it. I called OC. O was like, yo, I got you. Just send me the beat. And, you know, when Mars called me that morning, not only did he have like the first 10 bars of his rhyme written, he wrote a treatment for the video.
Wow.
I was like,
that's crazy.
So this is this, and the point I'm trying to make is, you know, that's my brother. I love him. You know, people got to stop being so soft, like thin skin. You gotta embrace the love, and it'll make you tough. Because he was like, I don't know. It sounds all right. You know, I'm not going to let that determine the type of love that I have for him or let that stroke my ego the wrong way. I was like, all right, he don't feel it. You know, 2 weeks later, he's calling me. I'm like, yo, I'm in like chill mode. He's like, nope, I'm super high, super rhymes. Let's go. Yo, this is hot.
That's
just what we're going to do. And it came together good. And I was like, yo, what do you think about OC being on it?
O might not like this rhyme. Mo might not like this beat. And it was funny because I already had O's verse. So
okay.
we put it together and we're having fun. And Smash is just about going out and having fun. You smash the city. Smash is about personal, making love. Smash is just about doing what you do, how you do it. You style how you style. Nobody can judge you. This is what you do, how you pick up the ladies. You have fun. We out doing our thing. So right here on Die For Radio, this is a call, song called Smash. Big shout-out to O, Fell Munch, the Brother Mans, Ice Bears, Big Chef, and my man Chip Fu is on the line, Fu Snickens. It's good, man. I'm feeling good.
You heard it first on Die For Radio. This is Prince Po. Smash.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake. Get him up, my shake, with the Vegeta in the cut. Man, I love a senorita with a strut. I'm a boss, Casanova, on it to be no longer sober. Sweeter than a Japanese Akita Puff. Her name's Rita, cold piece from Medina, with enough culo to do judo on your Peter Potter Puff. Mama Mia, see the diamond in the rough. Throw off my wife beater as we're climbing in the truck. She's wholesome with a soulful strike. Young hope, unlimited. Boomerang bending it, killing it. Hard body sex, they spinning it. Met her by a Swerve 33rd and Lex Tenement. Shaking that ass when we got four splash. In the juke joint jam, lime twist on the glass. And your Rita's first class. Beautiful like water in the river. Still swimming with the shark like Barracuda. Smash.
Smash. What? Yeah. Oh no, oh the friend, boom, yeah.
Smash.
Yeah, don't die, don't die.
Smash.
Yeah, still a fly young OG. No need for name dropping while I proceed. Nah. Statuette, TYTs, let it be known. If y'all underage, please show me ID. Allow me to do my thing, career long as Yao Ming's armless. The tail of the tape reaches far beyond, so let's be honest. My team mismatched with legal dudes and convicts. This so no scenario, better yeah, better get y'all up on the dance floor. Prince put in the call for me to show up. Me plus two when I roll up. Fly with it, I wear top gear. New York bop when I arrive. The valet bought my ride. DJ announced when I enter. No one in advance. Believe we got this shit on Smash.
Smash.
Should've made him old pasty. Think he should've made a billion like this. Then men wouldn't have to ration.
Crash.
If she's intelligent, she'll increase my diction. Quote fiction, cult flick, hope. Smash. Culprit, passion. Adult Swim, crash. I started singing them older man songs to this athletic chick with yoga pants on. And she had a yoga mat. I lied, told her that I always wanted to try Bikram. She said, I don't believe you touch your toes. I said, sidewalk is not for teaching. Yo, she had an onion, no backbone. Off the bat, had it down with dog, down hat down. 105 degrees heat in the studio. Couldn't breathe for shit, but looking at the booty though. Judy truly knows how to stretch through a duty though. So after class, all the text in a movie, yo, smash.
Brandy, we're sipping on. My name is an angel. That's good. Hello, soldier. You know what my name is. Currently, it was good. Here with you, and this is the music I speak on.
Die For Radio, 9:49 p.m. is the time. I'm out here in the East Coast, out here in Atlanta. We got the legendary MC Shy Rock in the building. We got Chip Fu in the building. We got Prince Poe in the building. Got Lil Depp coming through shortly, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, everybody that's listening to us online and on their telephone, man. This is a beautiful situation right now. 646-249-45 is the number to dial. 646-249-45 is the number to dial. Let me get my man Prince Poe back on the line, and I'm going to get into this Chip Fu interview, you know what I'm saying? Because my man just tuned in. You know what I mean? I definitely want him to get his shine, too. So, Prince Poe, man, holler at the people before you get up out of here, or you can still
watch
out
with I definitely want to say my little 2 cents and then, you know, get out of here. You know, respect to my man Chip, you know.
Yeah.
My thing is that the album's just in the stores now. It's Animal Serum. It's just meaning that we're the animals, and this is the music that we've been longing for. You know, the serum is the part of your blood that maintains the goodness and the antioxidants, and it gives you fight for colds and flus. So this is the medicine. This is the medicine that we need just to feel good and just to fight harder on our everyday battles. And it's in the store. It's online everywhere. Vinyl is available. You can catch me on Instagram, PrincePoe69. You can catch me on Twitter, PrincePoe. You can catch me on Facebook. The only thing about that is that I got to figure out a way to get rid of some of the people that ain't really saying nothing to me, so I'd rather be y'all friends. And another thing I want to say is that, you know, everything has balance to it. You know, find your path, man, and make it happen. You know, everybody is somebody, and once you stop thinking that you can't learn no more, then you die. And, you know, it's just an honor to be a shorty under Shy Rock's music. It's an honor to be side by side with legendary people like Chip Fu and Fu Snickers, and just their contribution to music. And it's an honor
Appreciate
to
that.
Be here on Die For Radio because, you know, it takes a lot to try to maintain having an outlet for people to hear real music because a lot of times people is like, oh, you're supposed to be, oh, my God, you're somebody. You have a Wikipedia, all righty. So I guess I got a Wikipedia profile. But when I explain to people, I'm like, well, the era I'm from is just truly powerful, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I was taught by the best, and I stood by the best. And all I'm telling people is like, you know, just keep chasing your dream, man. Do what you got to do. Support the music. Let the music be a part of your life, man, because we all moving as one. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and claim my lasagna because, you know, family came in here and said, hey, lasagna. And if you sit, see, this is, we got the Lackawanna Blues House of the hood. So when people come through, they know, take your shoes off. You have a bite to eat. Smoke, drink, do what you do, but just maintain the peace and talk about something good. Ain't gonna be no arguing.
That's right.
So if I sit in my little hideaway in here too long, I go in there, that plate, that pan, I just have like a couple of scrapes in it, like Freddie just came and ran his hand over the bottom of the plate.
It's gonna be gone. Yeah, it's gonna be gone, man. So
on that note, let's go to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout to you, Sneak, Dia, Shy, Chip. You know what it is? I don't know which one of y'all got my number on my email, but I need to have information on Shy Rock, or I need her to have my information. And
we'll get that to her. We'll get that. Give us a drop. Give us a drop, too, before you get off the line, man. Shout out Die
okay.
4 Radio, Sneak Rothstein, and Dia Lansky.
Okay. This is the legendary Prince Poe from Organized Confusion. Ice Bears is the movement. Let's continue to build. I'm here on Die 4 Radio with my peoples, my family, Sneak Rothstein, and Dia Lansky. Get on your job. Put your shoes up.
Hell yeah, man.
Let me
much love, one more. Let me give you one more.
Yeah,
run it back.
Yo, we in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. It's all about love and respect. But we're going to turn it up. Prince Poe, legendary, Organized Confusion, Ice Bears is the movement. Still building. I'm in the building with Sneak Rothstein and Dia Lansky. Come on now, put your shoes up. Die For Radio.
That's what I'm talking about, fam. We appreciate that. We'll be talking behind the scenes. Much love to you for calling in, and we'll definitely get our Shy Rock information to you. Hell yeah, man. Let's get into this Chip Fool right now, man. Bad Boy featuring Royce da 5'9", and we gonna holler at Chip Fool about his new project and what's been up with him. Live on Dive.
Bad Boy, my ass.
Prolific flow from Jamaica. Wake up, we getting that bread like a banker. Take your life like it's nothing. Boy, swing our blood clot. 18 from your block to your offspring. You not hardcore. Wouldn't crack an egg. Why the fuck you acting hardboard? Boom, bye, bye. It's the soon I abide by. I'm aligned with goons. It's wireless like Wi-Fi. Why try? I'm on the cusp of greatness, you bummer, clap fly. I'm on a fucking spaceship, enough in the bracelet to make the blind quit. I'm Easy Cube, yellow, gray rim, times 10. I'm a come on, bruh, you a bum, you under my umbrella. I put you in the dumpster, whatever. I ain't the fella who you run rough with. I will box you, boy, Kia. Fuck all that dumb shit. Put you up under concrete. I'm cut like a gauntlet. Beat you like a blum blum drumstick. Mumble something, I come through dumping. AK-47 pumping. Blow like a trumpet. The foolishness of niggas bullshit. Who you try and push, bitch? Boy, I got four clip guns out. You know test me, Shabba rank imposter. You don't want drama, I'm prepared for Nam. I'm a your family up like a dreadlock. Gong niggas like Junior Marley when the lead drop. Eat them like a meal while the fed watch. You married the streets, I just fucked it out of wedlock. Throw a rip on ya, Rasta should warn ya. They don't all love ya. Push needles in the eyeballs of a little doll of ya. Blind ya, align ya. Red run with murder for hire. Serve ya, supply ya. Pill popping and coke snorting. We kill for fun till we come for your fortune.
Bad boys, what you gon' do when them killers come for you?
I'm a
Radio, you got Steve Rothstein in the building. Listen to a legendary show amongst all the other shows. This really stands out. It's really at the top of my list. You know what I mean? We got the legendary MC Chi-Rock, first MC of hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna
yes.
say female MC, first MC of hip hop. We got my man Chip Fool. You was one of my favorites. You still are, man, of the Fool Snickers. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a '90s era cat, and I'm still stuck.
Okay.
Here, you know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate you coming through and blessing the premises and showing the Die For platform, the Die For Radio platform, love. Prince Poe, man, he got a lot to speak about. And that's a powerful brother, and I love and appreciate
yes.
him, too, for coming through. But right now, it's all about you, fam. So you got the floor right now. you know, go ahead and talk to the people, let the people know what's going on. And I got a few questions right now. My phone's been blowing up. My damn email been going crazy. And, you know, people want to know what's going on with you, fam.
Well, basically, like I said before, I started my independent record company called Black Ink Entertainment. We also have Black Ink International, and we have Black Ink Atlanta, and, you know, Black Ink Canada. So we basically have the independent record company running in all those places. Also started, along with the independent record company, we started a video company also. So all the videos that I basically have been putting out have been done by my company itself. So I've just been building a
okay.
list for my company to make sure that I could do for self in this time, you know what I mean? So a lot of people have been asking about the album. War Paint will be coming out this year. It's a definite. I have a lot of surprises on there, along with a straight-up reggae album called Math, which is Music Appreciation, Art, Time, and Healing. So I got a lot of things in the chamber that I'm about to release. I've just been – it wasn't about me just being quiet. I was just being quiet, listening, and recording at the same time. So I got some stuff for the people. I can't wait for them to hear it, though, definitely.
That's dope. We got the CEO in the building. I know he got some questions for you. Lance, you there? Keep it moving, man. So basically, let me see right here. I got a question right here. This comes out of Florida, and Marie wants to know, how was it working with Shaquille O'Neal when you was in the group known as the Fooshnickers, a legendary platinum group, I should say, known as the Fooshnickers.
I mean, it was cool working with Shaquille. It was more so a surprise because, I mean, when a person plays basketball and, you know, being that that's what he was known to do, I mean, as far as everything else, as far as him being an MC and all that other stuff, he didn't really think that he'd be serious about it. But to actually meet with the man and to watch him pen his own rhyme, and a lot of people don't know that he's a good DJ at the same time. Like, my boy could blend records, cut and scratch and all that stuff. Like, he's seriously a hip-hop head. So to meet a person like that and, you know, to collab with him, it was something different. And I got to say that at least, you know, one thing I could say was part of history also, you know what I'm saying? I could say I was a part of history to be able to bring in an athlete, you know what I mean, into the whole rap game and to have him, you know, live out his dream. So
that's dope. That's dope. So you're originally from West Indies, right?
Yes, sir, from Trinidad.
Okay. By way of Flatbush, Brooklyn, right?
By way of East Flatbush, Brooklyn. You know, the thing I love about Brooklyn is East Flatbush, Brooklyn is like its own planet. It's like the big West Indian ship actually crashed into that place because it's just like a mixture of different islands. You got your Guyanese people, your Jamaican people, your Trinidadian people, and your Bajan people. And, you know, you basically all get along, you know, along with, you know, with our American heads also. So it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. Let's get into some more music. Tell me about this joint right here called Chalice featuring Jedi Mind Trick. Talk to the people about this, man.
Well, it's funny. I was always, you know, a fan of Jedi Mind Tricks. And then when Vinny Paz got in touch with me and was like, yo, dude, I want to do a song with you. I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, I just want you to give me one of them regular joints. Just sing the chorus for me. Like, a lot of people nowadays is, they'll hit me up for verses, but a lot of people hit me up for choruses like crazy because, you know, that kind of style they're actually looking for. So when he hit me up, as soon as he sent the beat, I was like, all right, I got everything already prepared for it. And I sent it back for him, and then after that, that was it. So, I mean, it was a blessing to be able to rock alongside Vinny. So, you know, I put that, you know.
That's dope.
I put that in the stash.
That's
it's
dope.
One of the big things that I kind of feel happy that I was able to accomplish. So, yeah. Jedi Mind Tricks, people. Chalice, your boy Chip Fu.
You heard it first, man. Chip Fu live in the building. NC Shaw Rock still in the building. You heard it first on Die For Radio.
I'm about to smack a lot of things.
I have been to hell, but
for? The friend of the devil on Skeletor. Wish I could visit the fellas more. Wish that I could get more bodies through the cellar doors. I'm always thinking of others, should probably think of myself more. But I don't worry about cells and health scores. I'm more into elves and health stores. I like wars and whores, pores and stores, liquors and cores, sex, cigarettes and sycamores. Always got one to roll up and one twirl. All about guns and girls in this underworld. So I got a truckload of guns and gusto. But I don't go around shooting ducks and buffalo. I like it when the streets are crowded. I don't think to be discreet about it. Drinking blood, pizza, salad. So I gotta put a lot of work in. Cause I'm usually thirsty again before it even leaves the palate.
Everybody top on this, I'm not been getting shot, but simply them not know exactly what they're saying. Even when everything is going astray, we don't know where. I see them not know. Them running about just like when panic flows. Even when them panic falls, the all these people that you have to keep away.
I'm shining out here, shed out my grinding out here. I'm from Philly where it's filthy, take your diamonds out here. Motherfuckers broke, eating top ramen out here. Fuck the police, graph writers is bombing out here. Ain't nobody better at this fucking ramen, I swear. Any second, any minute, any time of the year. I remember when it was nothing but violence out here. Now these faggots rapping like they fucking common out here. I'm about to set the motherfucking drama out here. 45s, Gabalando, big llamas out here. Everybody think it's sweet cause now Obama out here. He the third cousin of Bush, he lagging out here. You the lamb, I'm the motherfucking lagging out here. Where were y'all when my stepfather dying last year? I'm once in a lifetime, Haley's Comet out here. Guards and nurses and Moors, we Islamic out here, yeah.
Everybody top of this and that, they get them shot, but simply them not know exactly what they're saying. Even when everything is going astray, we don't see them not know. They're running for the mountains like when panic slows. And even when them panic falls, the doors are the people that you have to keep away.
Live in the building, you listening to the Drodian Show, 10:07 p.m. is the time. We got my OG Chip Fu in the building. You might know him from the platinum legendary group, the Fu Snickers, man. Lot Smooth, True Fu Snick, What Up Doc, Ring the Alarm, etc. But it's all about Chip Fu right now, so we're gonna focus on you, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you, man, blessing the premises. And it's an honor to have you, fam. That right there, I'm a big fan of the Jedi Mind Tricks. I'm a big fan of hip-hop, especially 90s hip-hop, you know, because that's when I came up, you know, that's when I was in high school. So right now, man, I'm going to spit some names out to you. And tell me what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say these names. You know what I'm saying? It's something I started, you know, on my other show, because I do another show out of New York, and that's called Shut 'Em Down Radio. You know what I mean? We bridge the gap with Die For Radio. So the first name I'm going to say is KRS-One.
KRS-One, the teacher.
Wu-Tang.
Realists.
Naughty by Nature.
Kings of the Chorus.
MC Light.
No one does it better.
Guru.
Rest in peace.
Mad Lion.
A neighborhood friend.
I got one more for you. Tribe Called Quest.
Wow.
I didn't stump you, dude. Let me stump you.
hold on one second. Tribe Called Quest, classic.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah, man. Definitely a pleasure to have you in the building. Man, we're going to get into some more of your joints, though, man. I don't want you to get off the line right now. I want you to rock out with us because I got a whole slew of your joints. And I still got MC Shyrock in the build. I got Lil Dap coming through. So it's monumental shit going down here at Die For Radio. Big shout out to Red, man. Big shout out to everybody that blessed, you know, the Die For premises, man. Everybody that came through here and showed love to us. So it was only right, you know, to just keep it going and keep reaching out and getting those artists that influenced us. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, I'm an artist myself. I'm a producer, you know, so.
Big shout out to Shyrock. I didn't get to speak to her, but big shout out to Shyrock for, you know, everything that she has basically done for the game itself. I mean, a lot of people don't know what she's accomplished, but I hope that, you know, these young heads will actually do the knowledge to see what this you know, the contributions that the sisters brought to the game. So, yeah, big shout out to you.
Yeah, I got a question for Chip Fu. This is Dire Nasty Chip. How you doing? Thanks for coming to the show. I do got a good question for you. You know, a lot of people on these, you know, when they interview people from the golden era and everything, they ask, you know, how has the music changed or how do you feel the music changed? Honestly, I want to know from your perspective, how has the business changed personally for you since, say, the 90s with Fusnickens to what you're doing now? How has the business changed for you?
Well, as far as the business goes, you can look at it in many different ways. For me, it depends on how I view that question. How has the business changed for me as an entrepreneur, or how has the business changed for me as an artist? As an artist, it's a gift and a curse in a sense, because for one, when it comes to doing shows, you know, people want to pigeonhole you to doing a bunch of 90s shows or whatever the case may be. But I got to thank God that I was able to reinvent myself and drop a whole bunch of reggae music or whatever. So when it comes to that, it's a blessing in a sense, because you know, when it comes to that reggae stuff, I'm well known, so I'm able to tour, you know, more frequent than a lot of other people. Because sometimes when you look at it, as far as the 90s go, overseas is where people normally go to make their money. But then after a while, people get tired of seeing the same shows. But for me, I was able to just maintain and still maintain and perform with the likes of Shaggy and Conscience and everybody else when it comes to the whole reggae thing. As far as me as an entrepreneur, it's pretty good, because I'm able to teach these kids that's coming up, teach them the game basically, and help them not to get into any faulty contracts and guide and give them direction when it comes to the business side of it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that it's mainly about having a good record, but it's like 90% business and 10% talent. So I've actually decided to start these workshops up that teach kids about the industry, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-part series, you know, called Math, Music Appreciation, Art, Time, and Healing. And, you know, I basically teach, you know, up-and-coming artists about the game, basically, down to contractual work and everything, just basically giving them the tools that they need when it comes to this, when it comes to the industry. So, yeah.
Definitely, some, you know, exactly what I wanted to hear, basically. And like you said, it's kind of a gift and a curse as far as that goes, or a double-edged sword, whatever you want to call it, because digitally we can, you know what I'm saying, we can distribute ourselves now. You know, we don't have to go through a big distributor and still make money. You know, digitally we can have our own home studio and master our own tracks and learn how to do that and everything. But at the same time, with that double-edged sword, that digital technology – you do have people that have no idea how to do music and go in their home studio and record themselves, don't know how to mix, don't know how to master and put it out there, and then all of a sudden it's on iTunes, it's on YouTube, it's on this and that, and the music's not necessarily very good. And that's part of what I try to do here on Docco Radio, having legends like yourself and the people that we've had, is they go back and like you said, do the knowledge. That's a key phrase over here at Docco Radio, to where they're like, hey, you know, I didn't, you know, especially the younger crowd, hey, I didn't know who Chip Fu was before I listened to Docco Radio. Now I got to go back and do the knowledge and realize this was real MC that's even relevant to today. But they didn't know how to look for people like that today because they didn't know what happened yesterday. And that's my main goal here at Docco Radio is to really do that. And again, it's just a pleasure having you on here, because just like you said, it's a gift and a curse, but at the same time, we have the opportunity to spread out everywhere. You know, Shaw Rock's got a book going on. You know, Prince Bo talked about getting a seminar going on. I've read a bunch of articles about different hip-hop, you know, college courses and whatnot that they're starting to actually do. And I think it's brilliant. Because here's the thing, too, and not to take – I'll just take 1 second. The music the kids are listening to now when they listen to hip-hop, they're listening to, say, like Lil Wayne, you know, the newer crowd. I do not, you know, mark – can take any negative marks on somebody's hustle. But the music we listened to as kids, hip-hop was new. And we listened to old records that was old soul, old funk, old classic rock, you know, classical music. And so we really had an appreciation of music that we brought over to hip-hop. And I think somewhat of the disconnect is that these people have an appreciation for hip-hop that they bring into hip-hop. So there's no substance to it because they have no idea about real music.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So the biggest problem is that when you have these kids that are actually believing that what they're listening to is hip-hop, and when they go into the studio themselves and try to put out music, all they're doing is basically turning up the volume on what I call noise, because a lot of the stuff that I'm hearing nowadays is noise because it doesn't really have any substance, you know what I mean? So
right.
It gets to a point of imbalance in music. So you hear like 900 brand-new records, and you hear one Redman record, basically, that sounds 10 times better than the 900 records that you just played, you know what I mean? And then people wonder, why is he able to still be relevant? Because he understands classical music. He understands funk. He understands certain bands that used to blend rock and funk or whatever the case may be, because he took his craft, you know what I'm saying, very serious. So when it came to creating, he understood what he needed and what he wanted to hear before he even decided to sit down and write those rhymes. These kids basically would get Fruity Loops or whatever the case may be and figure that that's the way to go about it and then just basically spit what they hear, man, you know what I mean? So it's a lack of creativity that's going on out there and a lack of balance in the game also. But, I mean, it also comes back to when people say that hip-hop is dead. I mean, hip-hop isn't dead. You basically just got to search to find it. And that's why I'm glad that you brothers have this platform where people could basically tune in and hear what they need to hear, you know what I'm saying, and get the proper information that's needed.
And it's so crazy that you say that. We just had Redman on the show on Wednesday, and I kind of asked him the same question. You know, what did you listen to? Because his style, just like yours, is so unique, you know what I'm saying, to where he was able to have a style that's still monumental to this day. You know, what the hell were you listening to before you started rapping that made you come like that? And obviously, Jersey's a big influence to him and this and that. But, you know, and everywhere he grew up, our environment, because hip-hop is a culture. It's not just a way to do music. You know what I'm saying? But he basically said the same thing. He's like, you know, I know music. I love music. I'm a hip-hop artist, but I still, you know, go back and listen to records. You know, and Redman's not even a producer and still listens to records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And knows real music. And again, that's part of what we're trying to do here. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, big shout out to you. I know we got, we don't want you to go anywhere, but we also are going to bring, you know what I'm saying, our next guest in. And I know we got more questions for you. You know, big shout out to Prince Poe. He had a lot to say, this and that, but I'm going to give, you know, everybody their chance. But I do want to tell you as well, I'm loving the mixtape, Chip. That mixtape is something special right there, man.
It's crazy.
I'm going to have to tell you. And you know, being a big fan.
That.
You know, the thing is, being a big fan of Fushnikins makes me appreciate being a big fan of your solo music as well, because of the substance, because of the relativity, and because you're still just straight hip-hop. It makes me excited again for hip-hop. You feel me?
Yes,
and
of
so
course.
Big salute to you, my G.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, big salute, man, definitely. It's a pleasure having you in the building. We're going to get into some more of your music, and I'm about to go to the artist line after this next song. We got a little Dap in the building also, so the show is crazy, man. We ain't stopping over here. We keeping it popping, man. Chip 4 in the building. What you want to get into, big boy? What you feel like letting the people hear right now? Because I got a slew of your joints in front of me, Dangerous. I Get Busy, Food, you know, put on your paint, tear gas.
Okay. We can play I Get Busy.
We'll get into that I Get Busy right now from the legendary Chip Fool. You heard it first on Die 4 Radio, the Dream Show.
Chip Rock Jr. When I fire, I'm a fire. I'm a fire. Fly guy fries like fried rice. My fucking fries right and let's off steam like fried ice. I'm fly like five flights and I'm above y'all like five flights of steps. You can't slip on my shoes and wear my shoe size. Shoe fly, no bother me. I'm hobby dark like shoe dog and hood wag is coming to take your food and I say goodbye. Bye. Now sit, good bitch. Good boy. Roll over like Rovers, I can fry you guys on each side. My speech for these pizza, you guys deep fried. And each pizza, get deep fried guys remind me of a deep pizza pie. And each beat up from my teeth deep inside it each time. And each rhyme line I repeat it comes from deep inside my deep mind. I'll eat each pizza, you can leave your chicken neck breast speaking feet. Cause I've been off the meat and beating, I was often beat deprived. A beast on beat, so one of the beasts you wanna keep inside. Speak heat, so you might wanna be meager, become the beast that I am. A beastly giant, you should keep the pizza, walk with piece of iron. Repeat firing, my teeth to choose the streets to tiger iron. And noggin, different dude, you're the noggin. I'll punch you in your teeth and put your tongue out while you're smiling. And all you hear is walking, talking, and you hear no siren. When it Bobby Lala come to show you in, why you smiling? I get busy. I get busy. I eat beats for lunch. Lunch the beats and repeat me. I'm a bunch MCs like lunch meat. And I need each beats and each piece to eat like a monkey eat. Then eat each piece and pick the meat from my teeth. And I need each piece and my plate done clean. See these teeth eat to get beat. See these don't compete. Now come see it. Minute I'm not complete. I run amongst punk piss squeaks for my number the deep heated streets. Please, none reach. I go deep as I keep in mind. When I'm a track, I keep a one track mind. Listen, there's no competition and the opposition got no pocket vision. Man, and the clock ticking. No time to rest and grind.
Busy.
And I stay on my grind. Standard up, thickness and grime. And yes, everything that is mine. I'm half man and half baboon. Half goon and half moon in the afternoon. Catch me in the bathroom, shitting out these lines. My math man is past that moon. Half man and half raccoon. And I'm chained in the back room. Past doom, preparing all these rhymes. And the last man to pass the back room. A hat to chew, my tattoo him. I left my teeth marked and his arms are strapped to bolted. And your trash man and that's mad too. Trash dudes are several trash bags too. And it's been a dash too. It's hard to fly. I get busy.
Die for radio. Yeah, you know Sneak Rossi gets busy, man. We still live in the building with Chip Fool. That's off his latest project there, man. That's the... I like that right there. Yo, fam, I'm going to need you to give a shout-out to Die 4 Radio, Sneak Rothstein, and Die Lansky before I get you off the line. If you want to rock with us, you still can, but we got Lil Dap in the building, so I'm going to get into him. But I want you to, you know, do your shout-outs and, you know, of course, you know, give Die 4 Radio that shout-out. We're going to chop it up and use it as drops.
Okay, so it's, what is it, Die 4 Radio?
Yep, and I'm Sneak Rothstein, and Die Lansky is the CEO.
Dialansky and Sneak Rothstein?
Yes, sir, whenever you're ready.
All right, shout out to Dialansky and Steve Rothstein over at Die 4 Radio, people. Check this out, it's your boy Chip Fool, a.k.a. Jungle Rock Jr., formerly of the Foo Snickers. I want y'all to stay tuned and keep it locked. It is what it is, people. This is where real hip-hop lives, for real. Peace.
Much appreciated, fam. And, man, whenever you got some new shit to drop, or you just want to just, you know, hear some head nods, some heat, you know what I'm saying? You want to check in with your peoples, this door is always open, you know what I'm saying? Peace to you. And definitely, fam, 917, that's my fam, man. Queens, you know, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten, Connecticut, goddamn, Massachusetts. You know, so I'm a Cali cat, but I'm, you know, I'm international. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with everybody. So
it's
love. Hell yeah.
All right, man, thanks for having me. For the people out there, definitely look out for that Walking album and the Math album. If you want to hit me up, you can hit me up on Chip, on Twitter, which is at Chip Fool. You can hit me up on Instagram, which is at Chip Fool. Hit me up on the Facebook, too, Chip Fool or Roger Chip Fool Roach, or whatever the case may be. But stay tuned. We got a lot coming, people. Definitely. A lot coming from Black
King.
Thanks to you brothers for having me. Shout out to Prince Bo. Shout out to Sean Rock. And shout out to my man, Little Jap, that's coming up from the group home, man. Definitely a legend in his own right, for real. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man, once again. And we're going to be talking on the back phone, on the back, you know, the back line. This ain't going to be the last time we talk, you know what I mean, because you're influential, you know, in the hip-hop game. And, man, for real, definitely good to talk to you. And, man, down to earth, real brother, you know what I'm saying? So, man, much appreciated.
All right, man, that's what it is. No problem. I appreciate those. Peace, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the legendary Chip Foo in the building. Man, the iconic MC Shaw Rock was in the building. Prince Poe was in the building. So now we going down the line right now. We got my mans, man. My man from East New York, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, this is crazy. It's a high-speed moving train right now. You better get with it and get rolled over. Big shout-out to my man Lil Dak. What's up, fam?
Word is born, man. Thank you for having me on here, man. And peace out to Chip Fool and everybody, you know what I mean? Foosh Nicky, you know. G's in the game, you know?
No doubt, man. What's new with Lil Dap, man? What's going on nowadays with Lil Dap? Talk to the people, fam. You got the floor.
Yeah. I stay with the people. You know, I'm in the street with the people, you know. I'm just like, stay with the people, stay active with this music, you know. The new generation out here nowadays, so you know, I just try to stay active with this music, and I take my therapy out through this music and things of that nature. But besides that, life is good, God is good, you know, and just try to, you know, stay in a good positive atmosphere and things of that nature, you know, and just keep active, you know, keep that energy alive, you know, keep that hip hop alive, you know, that's all we got.
Most deaf. Let's get into this classic joint right now. And then we're going to get into your more up-to-date music, you know what I'm saying? But we got to take it back to move forward first. So we're going to get into this superstar, one of my favorites, man. Shout out to DJ Premier.
Ghetto style, real niggas do real things.
Damn, son, fuck's wrong with you, man? Shit be happening out here, man. Niggas don't be realizing this shit, man. But yo, man, tell them what you be seeing out your window.
Yo, I be seeing out my window gunshots every day, man.
Yo, I see sex, money, and drugs, too, but yo, tell them how Duke said.
The world's about to end.
Born in a ghetto, it's hard to survive. Some have achieved and many brothers try. But I realize which life to choose. I wanna make money, so I gotta pay dues. But there's no rules, then you only have one chance. If you fuck up, kid, you face a circumstance. At night, I used to scream and shout. Living in a ghetto, trying to get the hell out. So I would try as I watch my friends die. But all I could do is sit back and cry. These are feelings I'm expressing through my rhymes. I've been through hard times, so many problems on my mind. I wasn't living rich, and I also wasn't poor. I try to appreciate, but I deserve more. Yeah, Superman, superstar, give me super fat dough, like Pablo Escobar.
Feared by bandits, hated by chicks, loved by kids, and never did the bitch. Yes, the group home is sick, plus I don't eat beef. Cause these dizzy ass niggas and chicks think shit is sweet. Yo, I work hard and hard, my man breaks it down through the cars. After that, keep it moving, have no time to be fooling around town. Ain't it all you get down with this type sound? The things I seen, I make the grown man dream and sleep saying, don't by yourself, be by yourself, let my lyrics vibrate and shake the earth. I travel ghetto to ghetto, back streets to streets, stick around all crime with this ill mastermind. Mom Duke used to tell me with these tears in her eyes. Now I'm out on my own, surviving with the time like an African tribe. Little that will blow your mind, check it out like this.
And then like that, superstar.
What the fuck, y'all moving on up? Get the group on with six, so hurry up, pump, get it. So what the fuck, y'all moving on up? Get the group on with six, so hurry up, pump, get it. So what the fuck, y'all moving on up? Get the group on with six, so hurry up, pump, get it.
Yo,
my life story, strictly business, never blew my chance. Mom kicked me out the house when I was flipping, I'm the man. Put the boys on the street, make them walk this beat. Teach them how to eat and to seek for peace. Son, I stamped his name, living proof, cause I mean what I say. Bring the fake to reality and make them pay. Yo, these ghetto rhyme stories got them scared to death. I'm trying to get the beat out, see what the world's about. Check it, 1986 is when I reached my peak. Take my brothers out of state and try to make them ends meet. First destination, vectors, and it's just like that.
making moves with my brothers and there's no turning back. We got 36 grams on the scale right now. Getting ready with my brothers, time to break this shit down. I'm not about killing my people, but you know how it goes. Work with me, not against me, and we'll make mad dough. With my co-defender that when I break down, look back. Hold me back and give me love, and now I'm giving it back. A unique sound from the street, and it's just so sweet. My living proof life story, let me break it in peace.
Yo, I rock on the block with the real hip-hop. As you start to clock and jot. Yo, I'm coming off with mad rage. 18 and hitting the real stage. But don't worry about me, cause I'm making it. And if I can't have it, then I'm taking it. That's how it is, cause I'm living trife. Where's my knife? Take a chance with your life. Rappers decapitate and disintegrate. You I will mutilate when I penetrate. Go for the one when I say raid. A hitman for hire and I wanna get paid. Cause bullets are sprayed and anybody is laid. More money is made and that's a family trade. See, I make moves and tell what's the truth. That's why I'm here to be living proof.
Leave it up to me while I be living proof. Life back to 20 shouldn't be so woke.
With force, gotta get my point across. I'm going off on the mic, insane, out of sight. When I take flight, like Mike. And you see, I be rolling like a battle cat. And I'm ready to rip on my combat. Beef from not having that, yo, I pull my trigger back. And all you just know where my heart is at. I like to stay down low, but yo, I flip at times. Like when I'm kicking rhymes or busting out nine. It's like that, should I jump off the roof? Sight, cause I wouldn't be living proof.
Going on, and I see from P2000 to see keep running. I used to hustle on the block, now I rap for pay. Watch out, the world turn, and I will come back. Believe it's fresh off my brain, I got the la-la for that. Break it down on subjects, and then off facts. Letting loose everything, but still keeping the fact. Bust it, you keep on running in the game, aight. Scared to death, bad rappers don't get no props. Scared to come to the ghetto, talk about busting shots. See, I can walk around the ghetto, stand in peace and at ease. Get my ghetto crowd open, yo, you know what I mean. Indeed, see what I see, and then you know what I mean. Getting ready for the future, so don't f*** with me. My living proof, life story, niggas, I kill it with ease.
Coming through, blessing the premises, man. It's all about you right now. We in OT mode, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the number
sir.
To dial,
yes,
646-249-45. But right now, man, only VIPs can get in, so we got to give you the code to get in. So right now, you listening to Sneak Rothstein. This is the Drodian Show on Die 4 Radio. Got Lil Dap in the building. So you solo now, huh? No more group home? It's just Lil Dap, solo artist? What's going on?
Well, you know, I've been talking. Peace out to my man, my big brother, Lil Ron, out there, L.A. side, you know, DJ Lil Ron and all that. And, you know, I'll be talking to my peoples and all that, you know, how to, you know, just stay above float and keep your head level and things of that nature. And, you know, the solo thing, I always, you know, the group home thing has always been group home with me. You know, I, when it came to group home, you know, I put that together, brought Melicott in and just, you know, kept it going, you know what I mean? And things like that, but I, my partner, Mel, he's not the same anymore with the rap stuff, you know. So, you know, I had to like hold it up, you know. I had to put this belt, you know, hold this belt up, you know what I mean. So I've been holding it up ever since we came out, since the Gangstar days, since Manifest, since Just to Get a Rap. I've been holding that title up for a long time. So, you know, we grabbed some good, you know, fans and things like that. So I don't want to let them down and just give it up and don't, you know, put it to the side, you know. So I'm like, somebody got to keep it alive. So, and Ghoul taught us a lot, God rest his soul, you know, regarding the music.
Rest in
you
peace.
Know. Yeah, and, you know, so he taught us a lot on that note. So just like with Gangsta and everything else, so, you know, our job is just, you know, to get that word out there by any means necessary, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, some days it's going to be good, some days it's going to be, you know, bad, you know, but, you know, only the strong will survive. You know, it's all about each one teach one. None of us is perfect, so, you know. So I that's how I take it in my music, you know.
Each one teach one, next one can bless one. That's right. I definitely feel that right there. So
yeah,
what's your most memorable moment, man, with Gifted, you know, with Guru, man? Gifted Universal Round, you know what I mean? What's your most memorable moment with him?
Oh, I got so many, you know what I mean? You know, I got one, you know, when I first met him, you know, and he came up to me, he was like, he's a rapper. And I'm like, well, you know, you don't look, I mean, you know, back then it was like Coogee Rap, you know, doing that thing. You had N.W.A. and everybody popping. You know, back then in those days, you know, if you was rapping and, you know, people know about you. They go, oh, I know, I heard about him. Boom. You know, so back then in the 80s, so when he came up to me, he was like, yo, you know, yeah, I rap. And I was looking at him. I'm like, I don't see no Jerry. I don't see the rap. Look. So I'm like, what you mean you rap? You look like one of my boys on the, you know, I hang with on the block. I'm
right.
Like, who are you? You know what I mean? And then my man Gusmo, peace to my man Gusmo, my man Tommy Hill, they brought him around and stuff like that. I used to be in the streets back then, you know. I used to be out there hard, you know what I mean? You know,
okay.
But well, they brought him around the hood and stuff. And I was like, you know, they was like, he's a rapper. I was like, well, he don't look like Big Daddy Kane and G-Rap and all those groups. He don't look like Everything Rakim. You know, that's when you have Everything Rakim. I was a fiend. Before I became a thing, that's when all that shit was popping. So excuse my French, but that's when all that was popping. So you like, if you ain't had that look, you know, rap back then came like a package deal. You had to have the look, style, everything came. You know what I mean? You had to, your shit had to be on point. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, back then,
definitely,
hip hop thing. You know, because hip hop is like college, like Guru used to tell me. You know what I mean? He taught me a lot. Hip hop is like
rest
college.
In peace.
Yeah,
rest in peace to Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal, man.
Universal. Word is done.
So I got.
I was going to say, Lil Dab, this is Don Lancey, CEO of Dot 4 Radio, Dot 4 Productions. It's a pleasure having you on here. I actually have a quick question for you because I actually had a different question, but I got to ask because of the answer I got from a couple other people. I mean, how has this business changed with everything you've been through, like with Guru, Group Home, yourself, your solo? How has this business changed for you in 2014 compared to when it all started?
Oh, it changed a lot. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are independent now. I think that's a cool way to be, you know. It's been like that back then, but, you know, if you was, you know, you had the big labels and things like that, you know. But now, you know. People be, you know, I think they got hip, you know, got more smarter, and, you know, and a lot of people coming out independent. You do need a major, you know, it's cool to keep them because you do need a major to break you, you know what I mean? To really
right.
Get behind you, know, to get that stuff around the world, to get to your fans, the people who do like you, people who do love you, people who've been listening to you underground all the way to where you're at today. So you do need some type of backing, you know what I mean? It was a blessing that we had that from the hard work we've been putting in. And it paid off, you know. So where I'm at today with it, I like to be a little more free, you know, because back then, you know, you get locked in, and next thing you're on the shelf, and you can't do no work, meaning, you know, you get allowance and stuff like that, and you like, you know, you probably got some hot music sitting around, and you want it, and you know the people are going to like this, but you can't put it out because you're on allowance. So it's good to be a little free, you know what I mean? You know, so I like it now, nowadays. It's more better. You just make your money and just do what you got to do. And, you know, from people that come from the golden era and things in that nature, they get a chance to teach this new generation and also help them through their problems and stuff through this music that, you know, that was out there. Because nowadays, back then, you know, it was music with meaning, you know. So, you know, you can grow off it, you know what I mean? It can get you through problems, get you through, you know, it was therapy. You know, nowadays, either you got it or not. So it's like, you know, it's a balance. So, You know, now you got a little more freedom. You got a little more freedom when you get that word out there.
Now, saying that, though, you know, because obviously when you work with independent artists, it's hard to be like, oh, give me a 16 and I'll, you know, do this or do that. But do you work with a lot of independent producers? Because the producing game, you know, has got easier even for people, you know, that have been MPC bound or even before that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, Ninth Wonder, who knows music incredibly, he can go on Fruity Loops and knock out, like, 42 beats in 3 days or something like that. But he can also hop on every other drum machine. He knows his records. He knows his samples. Are you, you know, do you work with this digital era with a lot of independent artists, or you still pretty much stay close to home?
Well, I work with some of the, you know, upcoming artists. I give people a chance, you know what I mean? I don't discriminate. You know, I'm from the street, so I give people a chance, you know. You never know, you know. So I help out. I keep my doors open. Everybody can eat, you know. As long as it's done right, everybody can eat. My doors is open regarding that and helping out, you know what I mean? So, you know, I just keep it going, you know what I mean? You know, this, like I said, this is therapy for me. So, you know, I have no problem. This kid might come with some hot people.
Yeah.
Oh, he might need a chance. You know, this dude might come with some hot lyrics. He might need a chance. So I ain't got no problem throwing the brother a bone. You know, like I said, I'm from the street.
I like how you say it's therapy, because I tell people a lot, you know, I like to stay in shape. You know what I'm saying? But hip-hop is my punching bag. You know, that's what allows me to express myself. With you know, there could be 1,000 people around listening at your show. You can be the only dude in your home studio recording. And I mean, personally, and it's still the same stress reliever. Obviously, when you're live, I mean, there's just different adrenaline that pumps. But it's my punching bag. I go out there and I release on that. And I couldn't imagine an independent producer working someone better than you and the people you've worked with. But you demanded hours. So, you know, big shout out to you, man. I appreciate everything and definitely coming and rocking with us. Welcome to Dot4 Radio. You're here for the long run, man. You're part of the family now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have no problem. And you know, yo, I thank my man Ted for hooking us up and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I have no problem, like, doing whatever, you know, because I already do it for the people already. I'm out here in the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Big shout out to Todd Davis. I know we're going to play one of your new joints, man. We got a few of them, so I can't wait for the people to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that. Some of my music, I just give it out freely. Some of this stuff I don't get paid for, you know? Like, you know, I'm just on a mission, you know. Some guru taught us, and it's just, you know, as long as we complete our mission, everything, like I said, by any means necessary, as long as we get those words out, you know, we have to decide to do what we got to do. It's so good, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we cater into our family, we're catering to our fans, and we're catering to the people, you know what I mean?
Hey, so, Sneak, let's cater to these people and drop one of these new little jab joints, man, because they hot. I know that Google Cash Flow is fire. I know that. I mean, not to take anything away, but you know how hip hop is, man. You'll hear a certain something, and you know you may like the whole album, but there's that one track where you're like, yeah, that's my shit right there. That Google Cash Flow.
You know, that's that era from hip hop. You know how hip hop is. I was Jamaicans used to do it. Drop a tough play, you know. Say something real quick, you know.
Let's get into that right now. Yeah, definitely.
And we talk about the cut afterwards. Let's get into this new little dab. Guru
no
Cash Flow live on Dot4 Radio.
Things funny, ain't shit really changed. Cats get out of pocket, make small change. This ain't a game, lyrically I'm still the same. What I lack, I gain, this is still hitting game. Rhymes are raw, my people still hating on me more. Every time I turn around, not a positive course. Rhymes are real, swimming in a fountain of youth. And I'm only telling you how I feel and it's true. Time is time, these chicks are lost in mind. Got the nerve, tell me tighten it up like one time. L.A. scene, OGs know what I mean. Each one, teach one, now we all as one. Rolling through the streets, ain't nothing really changed. Talk to my God, man, I'm not ashamed. At the end of the day, I deal with this. Just between me and him, ain't nothing with this. And yo, days get tough and the world change. These things have to happen for the earthly pain. And yo, days get tough and the world change. These things have to happen for the earthly pain. Now it's like the early 90s and we're out on tour. Did a lot of good things with good rappers and more. Life is thrill, you never know who gets a good deal. So you pray for the best to make it in the stress. Babies killing babies, man, that's a real deal. Raised in a dope environment, that's ill. War is on, and you hear from corner to corner. Mommy cry about it, knowing it's dangerous. Take my time, give your
my vision. Watch me adapt, give you my attention. The truth of the matter is, man, we're still around. Ride beats like water so you hear the sound. Cause I'm explaining, then you all know the game. Group home still here, baby, feel the name. Put a lot of work in, man, fill the ground. East New York representative, you know the town. And yo, days get tough and the world change. These things have to happen for the earthly pain. And yo, days get tough and the world change. These things have to happen for the earthly pain.
Radio, Sneak Brosty, CEO of the world famous Dronius. I'm live in the building with my family right now, Lil Dap, man. It's all about Lil Dap right now, man. If you don't know who Lil Dap is, you better Google him, man. You better Wikipedia, man. You better do the knowledge,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, brother.
Real.
Yes, brother. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Try to keep the catalog alive for the new generation, you know.
You already know. Book.
Like they tell me, you know, in the streets, you know, at the end of the day, it'll be a good book to read, you know.
Yes, indeed, man. More music, Dad. We could talk all day, but the music is going to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so let's get to this
exactly.
Real MCs. Talk about this real MCs, and then we're going to talk about the Guru Cash Flow. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir. You got the snippet,
let's
right?
Go.
You got that snippet joint, right?
It's 2 minutes and 56 seconds. Is that the snippet?
Yeah. Throw that in. That's just something we throwing off from the album. Just the flow with the, you know, just something just to flow. I just like that. I got so much music laying around. I'm like, you know what? You might as well just start giving it to the people. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. We rocking out. Yeah, we ain't got no set time to get off the air. You know what I'm saying? We just going to rock out. You know what I'm saying? Until the power gets shut off, man. We going. You know what I'm saying? We going hard right now, Die for Radio. Non-stop.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Real MCs right here. Lil Dap. Yeah.
Check it out. I'm a legend of my time.
Hey, yo, this goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me. This goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me. Hey, yo, respect to the artist who came with that. Hey, yo, respect to the producer who laid the track. The hardcore raps caught my attention with that. A remix, so you know I had to hit him with that. My life story strictly business, so I stay in my lane. Even the fame wouldn't have me tripping in the game. No exploitation, so I stay in my lane. My man who will pass away, but he will be okay. Like Mel would say, hope to see a better day. To God we pray, seeking for a better way. No people can tell you nothing when people start to be frontin', so it's just irrelevant, and you know we're not stuntin'. Hey yo, this goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me. This goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me. It's like hip hop, body rock, give a dog a bone. Watch a brother get busy and take you in his zone. Like packing the 2-5 and the nickel plated clone. Rock the follow in the Muse and the club red zone. Tell them little mountain cats, back it up, get in your zone. Tell them where you're coming from. Tell them where you're coming from. A burrow with such. Where cats sit back and don't talk too much. Put the street game down, say you're back to F up. These are the days, before you split with your ways. How to maintain, shooting through all the airwaves. Life is so beautiful when we kick these rhymes. Get a chance to touch people and speak our mind. Lyrically, mentally, watch your boy recline. Fall back and attack, watch these bros react. Got brothers acting funny cause they can't adapt. Hey yo, this goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me. This goes out to the real MCs, like Apollo in the Muse, M-B-E-T, like MTV, man, you all see me, yeah, you all see me.
I got you.
is. We still rocking. We still going strong. You're listening to Die 4 Radio, and this is the Drodian Show. I'm your host, Sneak Brothstein, CEO of the world-famous Drodians, Drodians.com, Drodians.com. Big shout out to MC Shy Rock, Premises. Big shout out to Lil Dap, Prince Poe, and Chip Fu, man. We still going strong. What's up, Big Buck?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm here with you guys. I'm chilling with y'all tonight, man. We're going to get it poppy. You know, I'm just stuck out here with all this goddamn snow, but we still going to get it poppy.
That's right. So let me see. Let's take it back. You know what I'm saying? We always got to know the history before we move into the future. So you came in 1992, and you came in off of that, I want to say, I'm the Man joint with Jay Rudy Damage off that Daily Operation.
Daily Operation.
Okay, okay.
Daily Operation. That's when we were, Daily Operation. That's when we were living down the block from Biggie. We moved to we were staying at Bradford Marcellus' house. You know, peace out my man Bradford. And we were staying at his crib. He had a brownstone in Brooklyn, you know. And, we used to stay there and all that. We used to run into Big and all that, and, you know. And that's when we were starting that project with Gangstar. And, you know, we had our appearance on that. And, you know, that was those were some good days. Those were some good days running around. We did a lot of good things, you know what I mean, running around with Gangstar, you know, doing our Arsenio Hall show. They were doing, you know, Jay Leno show, you know, Soul Train. I mean, we were doing things we used to watch on TV. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. I mean, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't hanging. I'm hanging with you guys. I ain't going nowhere. I'm hanging over there.
So where did the name like, Lil Dap come from?
I always had it. It used to be called Lil Dapadooya. But I was like, I got to change it up because I'm hanging around this guy now, you know. And, you know, Goo, you know, and I really, you know, used to teach me a lot, you know. And I'm like, wow, this guy's kind of intelligent, this guy's smart. And, you know, things he say used to make sense, you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm going to leave the street stuff alone. I'm going to mess with this music stuff, you know. I got a lot of things on my chest anyway to get off. So I told him, I said, I'm going to come out with the name Lil Dapadooya. I think he's like, I used to do it in like graffiti, you know, with the LILDAP, boom. I used to do it like that in graffiti. But I wish I should have copywritten that LIL shit, you know what I mean? Excuse my
friend.
I'd probably be a billionaire
right now.
You can
say what you want. Yeah, you can say what you want, man. This unscripted radio, man. The FCC ain't fucking with us. We can do what the hell we want to do on this goddamn shit.
Okay, then excuse my friend. So, yeah, fuck that. The LIL, because I'd probably be a billionaire right now. You know what I mean? Because you got a little bit of everybody motherfucking right now. So I'm like that. But at that time, it was just like, don't call yourself Lil Dap, do you just Lil Dap? I was like, oh, what, Lil Dap? Oh, he was like, no, just Lil Dap. And I was like, yeah. And then we was doing it. I used to spell like that already. But when he broke it down, I was like, oh, damn it. He didn't know that, you know. But, you know, he's coming from the working college world. I'm coming from the street, around the street niggas and the graffiti ass niggas all back then, you know what I mean? The hustlers and all that.
Yeah.
It was just so ironic. So I said, it all made sense. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to rock with you. You know what I mean? I believed in, you know, what he was trying to do. And he used to work at a group home too, you know, at that time.
Okay.
Work at a group home. He used to work with kids that was getting battered and stuff like that. Back then, the crack and the dope era was crazy. So it was like, you know what I mean, in the late 80s and all that. So it was like crazy. You had crack babies and dope babies and all that. So Cool used to work for this shelter-type place, group home type shit, you know, when kids were getting, you know, their mother was abandoning them and all that or abusing them or whatever. He used to have this van. He used to be taking them to group homes, you know, dropping them off and stuff like that. And one day he stopped at my house, you know. He said, this is what I do on the side. I was like, oh, you do stuff like that? And I told him then right there, that's when I really, really locked it in with him. I was like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with you, too. You know, if you need some little change or something, let me know, you know, if you don't get your work check on time, you know, because I'm in the street. So, you know, just let me know what's up, you know. I'll throw you a little street change. Boom, 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 hold you down till your check come. And we started banking from there. And then, you know, days, then he was messing with Mark the 45 King and all that.
you know, and we used to go to their events and all that with the Queen Latifah stuff and all like that. We used to go to their events and all that. And, yeah, I mean, and then after that, sky was the limit. You know what I mean? Sky was the limit. Then Premier came on board, bam. Then, you know, yeah. And you had Gangsta. Then after that, you had J-Boogie. Then you had J-Boogie.
I got to say, too, you know, just this, I know, kind of crazy question, but nowadays, because you're still on your, you know, your rap hustle, still doing, obviously, those songs are banging, so I didn't even, you know, mention that. But who would you work with from the newer school? And I don't have to say, like, somebody that's on the radio, you know, somewhere out of the genre. That's not what I'm saying. But someone who's a little bit more mainstream, who would you, that you haven't worked with, who would you want to work with nowadays?
Oh, with artists or producers?
Both.
Oh. I would like to work with everybody, shit. If I have my money right, man, I'll work, shit. I'll work with fucking Jay-Z, this one, that one. I work with Snoop. I work with everybody I grew up listening to. You know, Dre. You know, I work with everybody. You know what I mean? You know, and shit. I even work with motherfucking Sade. Shit.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man.
You know, music is music, man. You know, that's a dream come true. Like, you know, people you grew up listening to, you get a chance to work with them. You know, but you know, you keep putting that work out there, you know, one day it'll happen, you know. Anything can happen, put it like that. You believe in it, it'll happen. That's it. I'm a witness to that because I didn't think, you know, things would pop off, you know, when I was running around with Google and all that. But, you know, we believed in it. We was going to them clubs every night. We was hitting all the DJ clubs. We'd break night. We'd stay in Manhattan for a week hitting them clubs. Bam, bam, back to back, just hitting clubs. Bringing records to them, pressed up and stuff like that, bringing it to the DJs, breaking night, you know what I mean? Go home for like an hour or two, next night back in the city, you know, tearing Manhattan up, playing them labels, like, somebody going to take this shit, you know what I mean? And sure enough.
Persistence.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They took it.
Hey, I was going to say, tell us about this Staring Like a Hawk. What's this?
That's just something I just did raw. I don't know. I just did that raw in the studio. You know, I don't write rhymes. I never write rhymes. Anything you get from group home, anything, we don't write rhymes, you know. We, the only one, you know, when Premier was working with artists, the only ones who didn't write, you know, well, we didn't deal with any of it, but, you know, you know, Biggie, he didn't write his music. So I was like, oh, you like us. So, Jay, I didn't ever see him go up in there, you know, when Premier was working around Jay-Z. So all these type of guys, they didn't, they're, you know, their mind is like a dictionary, similar like how we are, you know what I mean? On that note, you know, when it comes to the music, you know, it's really true. You know, I know when I see and I witness, so I'm like, yeah, these guys are like, yeah, you know, because we don't, all the music you hear from us, these things isn't written. We don't write much. You never went wrong.
Wow, that's dope.
Premier tell you that. He knows that. Especially me. Anybody who worked with me, as far as even my upcoming engineers that got working with me now, people that anybody who work around me, they're witnesses, and they'd be like, oh shit, you know, it might be interesting to them. But I'm like, we've been doing this for over 20 years. This is nothing. You know, the main thing we're on a mission. I don't know what the mission is, but as long as we get this work, you know, get some music out there. Keep them people calm, you know what I mean?
Nope.
No doubt. Let's get into this joint right here. What is it called? Staring Like a Hawk? Is that the title of the album?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I did that like in an hour. I said, oh, this is, I like throwing things, little things like that. It gives me like little flashbacks how Google and us used to press up records and give it to a DJ real quick that we get in the studio and be like, yo, here, take this. Like a dub play. Like, oh, you know, that's how you got your Bob Marley's and all that. All the good music you hear today, period. You know what I mean? They press it up real quick, throw it out there, see how the people like it. They like it, boom, boom. All right, let's get back, finish that bitch up, bam. Put it out there for
us.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead and introduce it to the people. I know it's a snippet, but, they need to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, a little joint off that DAP album called Stand Like a Hawk. You know, so, you know, coming down like a hawk. You know, you can be 30,000 feet above and you just come down and snatch that joint up, you know.
Check it out.
you know how it goes. When we walk in the street, niggas know the flow. So I'm thinking of ways how to get this dough. Niggas looking at me funny, so I got to go. Got my boo on my back and she texting me, yo. Things ain't looking right, so we got to go. So I'm staring like a hawk and I'm looking at shit 30,000 feet as I come down with this. Stay focused like a bird as I rip this bitch. Engage as I enrage and rip this thing. Your own people turn against you, man, and that's a fact. In difficult ways, have them niggas acting like that. Here's what you fact, man, leave it just like that. Ayo, street knowledge the way, watch me obey. Tell them niggas get their mind right, okay. It's a damn shame what niggas do today. Ayo, nothing really changed, brothers got slick moves. Now I'm in the 70s and watch my crew. Code of silence and light, can't see you get right. Brothers on a mission, can't see you get nice. I floss on the mic, better yet I tell you what's right. But this is real rap music, brother reigns supreme. Every time he come around, boy you know what it means. Only thing we got left is memory beat.
Like that right there. That's some anthem shit. That's some street shit. You know what I mean? Some like warriors come out and play.
That's what it kind of remind me of. It remind me of the movie Colors, Warriors, and all those and Breaking. The movie Breaking. All them types. Breaking or Beat Street when they met up in the train station. They start falling down. They put the radio down. They started going, you know, up rocking back and forth. It gave me that type of vibe with it.
He was like, that's the right thing. Let's serve these dudes, man.
Yeah, yeah, when he was in the train station taking off their shoes.
Yo, so I'm going to throw some names out at you right now, Dan. And tell me the first word that comes to your mind when I throw these names out there. I do this with all of my artists on the show, and I like to do this, you know, just to see where their heads is at, man. Afu Ra.
He's cool. That's a brother of mine. I grew up with him in the neighborhood and things like that. You know what I mean? I grew up with him. He's cool. He's cool. He's a cool brother.
Big Shug.
Big Shug is all right, too. He started with us around the gang. You know, well, he came when, we brought him into the Gangstar Foundation when it was formed. Yeah, Big Shug is cool, man, because they went to college together and all that. And, he's part of the family.
Freddie Fox
is the same. He came after, you know, everything was in motion, but he's part of their, premier side of the family and stuff like that. All these guys is cool. They're part of, you know, being around with Google, working with them and stuff like that.
And I got two more for you, man. Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, Jay Rude the Damager.
Well, we all started out, you know, he came in the same way, you know, Rue came in, Rue, you know, we all grew up together around each other, so he could, Rue, he get his pass, you know, Rue's good, he's good. Everybody
Crumb Snatcher.
Crumb Snatcher, I don't, you know, he's cool person, cool individual. I met him, you know, have I ever done work with him? No, but as far as being meeting him, stuff like that, cool. And certain people I got problems with, certain people I just don't fuck with. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be fake and be like, yeah, they helped me out. None of these people really helped me out. The only one probably helped me out of the bunch is J. Rule. Anybody else, they don't, you know, if my kid needs to play the fool tomorrow night, you think they'll send me fucking money? You know, you want to keep it real on that? No, I'm in the street with these, you know what I mean? I don't get a check for blowing smoke up your ass, you know?
That's respect right there, man. I respect it, fam. We're going to keep this music going, you know what I'm saying? We keeping it 100, all the way 100 on Die4 Radio. It's the Drohian Show with my big bro, Lil Dap, man, live in the building. Pleasure and honor to have you as always. We're going to keep rocking out. Let's get into this Groupon joint right here featuring Guru, and it's called The Legacy. Talk about this one, fam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Legacy. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day.
And self-explanatory, man. Let's go.
this is the Nutcracker, you know what I'm saying? I got my man Lil Zap and my man Groove from Gangstar with my man DJ Premier on the track. So sit back and hold your head and witness the legacy of street knowledge, you know what I mean?
Once again, it's the gang from the group home. Watch out, we too grown. Little niggas blacking out on your ass in the new zone. Using new chrome to settle beef and cop a new home. The real is history, time to seal this victory. Mastermind, one of a kind, that's why the chicks stick to me. And stick to me, the way my voice melts the track. Giving MCs 50 lashes, putting wealth on they back. Why you talking all that? I'm a zap and a hootie, plotting on you weirdos. Cause most of y'all are male groupies. Throw you some panties for your feminine side. I'm flipping on you, fuck my gentleman side. I'm getting bent and then ride, straight to where you rest. Vigilante shot, thunder going straight through your vest. So much anger, but yet you thought you knew me best. We live a legacy, and yo, I'm thankful to be blessed, to be blessed.
Superior, all soldiers are obedient. Rewards are sure, any future face punishment. You wanna infiltrate the premise, that's your prejudice. We live a legacy, real niggas will remember our superior. All soldiers are obedient.
Rewards are sure, any future face punishment.
Hold it down.
See, love is stronger than pride. Now niggas open your eyes and drop a jewel. All these niggas think that they fly. The sounds from the streets make me bright and unique. Hit little dab and knock your dead ass off your feet. My legend speak for itself from them very ambitious. Niggas keep dissing, trying to keep my ass out of prison. Feel what I feel in the street, you know shit is real. You know the deal, a natural fact, you gotta pack still. The fact of the day, you couldn't even act like that. You can get slapped, reacting off somebody's lyrics. Black, my legacy is long. Mike and act, you're a legend, just begun. Vibing through together with bomb. Niggas watch out, you heard the horns from Brooklyn. Sacrifice my arm just for the game of hip-hop. So what should be for leading out of followers? Check me out, the legacy, baby, no doubt, no
superior,
doubt.
All soldiers are obedient. Rewards are sure, any future face punishment. Wanna infiltrate the premise, that's your prejudice. We live a legacy, real niggas will remember our superior. All soldiers are obedient.
Rewards are sure, any future face punishment.
Wanna infiltrate the premise, that's your prejudice. We live a legacy, real
I'm sorry, it's all you have to say, cause your bitch ass can't come back around the way. This form of hip-hop drip drops constantly from my mind to the wax. Spiritual, kinetic energy. Can't turn me off and on with a lever. I'm too clever, a crew seven never. Rumors say the OG was washed up. Nah, I live forever, born of royal blood. The legacy, we trendsetters.
Yo, you know me, me and my East New York representatives. Battle with scars, just for you niggas know who we are. Remember back in the days when the clubs used to rock. Leadership and strong arming, how you shook in the maze. Cause he's with the days, you couldn't even wear your wood chain. Now watch these lanes, by the pit with my brain. So check my undertow, watch it suck that ass up, yo. Me and the Nutcracker, and we're on the go, the go.
Superior, all soldiers are obedient. Rewards are sure, any future face punishment. You wanna infiltrate the premise, that's your prejudice. We live a legacy, real niggas will remember our superior. All soldiers are obedient.
Rewards are sure, any future face punishment.
Hold it down. Hold it down.
No, but that classic realness. That's all you gonna hear over here, man. Do the knowledge, better do your history. Know where you going, man. You better pay attention, cause it's real niggas over here. It's real G's over here. Real talk. Lil Dap in the building, still going strong. Street soldier, man. Original. Oh, you a triple OG, cause I'm 37. You know what I mean? So you got a couple years on me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm up there. I'm kind of up there, man. I'm gonna have to step from, you know what I'm saying? But I'm up. I'm, you know, I think I'm in the fountain of youth, because I'm up in the mountains. Here, you know? Excuse my friends, I think I'm in the fountain of youth right now. So I'll be sitting up here, just, you know, I'm up here watching bears and mountain lions and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, Jersey and stuff like that. So I'm just seeing rats. So I'm like, you know.
I'm
like, wow, you know, I see big-ass mountain lions, you see, you know, bears and all that type shit out here. Only thing I'm, you know, I'm missing is a wolf to see, you know, walking through the alleyway or something, you know.
Can we get a drop from you while we got you on the line? You know, everybody that comes through and bless the Die For platform, you know, from your PMDs to your Redmans, you know, to your Big Hutches. you know, to fuck, man, rock from Helter Skelter. I mean, shit, Granddaddy, I'll
use. Peace to all those. Peace to all those brothers, man. That's in the game. That's peace out to my man Big Dre, my man Lil Ron. Who else? You know what I'm saying? My man Young E. Everybody out there, man. Peace to all the L.A. side. Everybody from the East Coast side, you know, love is love here, man. You know, we out here with you, you know.
Most definitely. Give us a Die For a drop, you know, a Die For a Radio drop. You can shout out Sneak Rothstein if you like, Die Lansky, but it's all about Die For a Radio. You know what I mean? So we're going to chop that up and put that in some sound, use that as sound bites.
Okay, say no more. Peace out to Die For Radio.
Let's start it again. Die For Radio.
Die For Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. And Steve Rothstein, right?
Sneak Rothstein, S-N-E-E-K.
Sneak Rothstein, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and who else?
Dyer Lansky. Yeah.
Yeah, man, y'all gave me too much right now, but I'm going to do it for you.
You could just do Die For Radio.
Right now. And I'll send y'all some drops on that note, but you know what I'm saying? I got this little yak up in me. Excuse me, people. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, you know, I know, you know, I'm relaxing today, you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, you know, there's a lot of snow out there. I've been doing a lot of shoveling, so I need to relax. You know, I got to warm my little body.
No doubt.
Well, peace out to Die For Radio, East New York style, low budget environment style, L.A. style. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all the G's out there. Peace to all the people in the low-budget environments. Peace to the people in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Little Dap. The new album coming soon. Dap. It's called Dap. You know what I'm saying? Because we gave them a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? So now it's called Dap. Peace to the world.
Big shout out to you, Lil Dap. I appreciate you rocking with us. Like I said, what we try to do here, you know, we have the legends and the pioneers and the people that are going to make people go listen to older music. And once they get a feel of that, they're going to implement in their own music. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? And that's really our goal here. And having legends like yourself is just obviously much appreciated. You know, anything we can do for you, obviously, you know, do not hesitate to call, email. Yeah, big shout out to Todd Davis. Obviously, you know, if you can't get a hold of me, he knows how to get a hold of me. You know, anything of that nature. Like I said, your family here, your home here, we're going to represent you just like we did, you know, growing up as kids buying your albums, man. We just got a better platform to, you know, to really help out our favorite artists because it needs to come back. So big shout out
no
to you
doubt.
For giving us the time.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And thank you, guys. You guys is on the right page, doing, you know. Like I said, hip-hop is college. So, you know, you're helping those who don't know. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we have these days right now, you know what I mean? So it's like I said, each one teach one, you know, and, you know, we got to get it back to that, you know, that era, you know, that way these kids can get home, you know, instead of just going out there wilding out and killing one another. They need something to grow off of. They need something to grow on, you know what I mean? And by you guys doing what you're doing regarding this music, bringing that real hip-hop out there and, you know, give us music out there with some type of meaning, you know what I'm saying, something to say, that something that they can read between the lines, you know, just like the word sin. And they're like, well, I heard about that. My mom used to say stuff like that. Or, you know, little things that you can that they can read between the lines, and you guys is putting it out there, you know, to help, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's a good book to read.
Most deaf.
Absolutely. We'll be hollering because we got some, you know, some production through our team as well and everything, and we ready to really do this and bring this real substance back and everything. So, you know, like I said, you family here, but we're going to be, you know, talking behind the scenes and making some things happen for sure.
Yes, sir. You know, thank you for having me, and let's get busy. You guys have a good evening. Peace to the world. Peace to everybody out there.
Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast side, you know what I mean? Like, even the South, you know, everybody, you know, even Europe, everybody around the world. You know, let's do what we got to do to help those that's out there, you know what I mean, through this music.
No doubt. Man, have a blessed night, big bro. We'll be talking real soon.
You too. You guys have a blessed evening too. And, yes, we will be talking soon. All right?
All right. Peace, God.
Peace. Thanks for having me. One.
Yes, sir.
Die for
man,
radio.
Man, die for radio. We said it at the right. We said it at the same time. Then we die for radio.
Killing it.
Man.
Killing it.
Magnificent. Yo, let me get into this world premiere right now. You know what I'm saying? I just got this right now. My email, I uploaded it as we were speaking. This is my man Gunny Sinatra representing Los Angeles, California, man. He been trying to get me to get his shit on the Dafo Radio platform. So I'm going to break this right now, man. It's the first time it's ever been heard on the airways. It's called Tarzan, live on the Drodian Show. Sneak Frosty.
The jungle. Here I was born. I would have soon perished, too, had I not been found by a kindly she-ape named Kala, who adopted me as her own and taught me the ways of the wild. I learned quickly and grew stronger each day. And now I share the friendship and trust of all jungle animals. The jungle is filled with danger. This is my domain, and I protect those who come here. For I am Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle.
Yeah. K.O. die, fuck face. It's not tight case. I'm on Cuervo, way low and Kush Great. Going A.O. Fuck what a nigga say. We ain't scared, Halo. Got the quick chase. Shout out to my essays, aces in them bread. All my Samoan homies, my white boys with the strands. They told me not you good. Go ahead and get your bread. Hate the trip. Boom, bye-bye, watch your boy dead. Bang, bang, I'm feeling like a Tarzan. Bang, I'm feeling like a Tarzan. You wanna beat and got bored in your board. Cause if I caught in them animal stars, planet of the headaches, world first born. Cheetahs running it out, baboons eat your org. No remains if ever we war. Knock your brain out, feed your brain to a wall. Nah, you don't wanna start it. Wildlife carnivore retarded, we bonkers. And our brahmas so prolix, swinging high off of the llamas, green vine up in the sky. Bitch, I'm Tarzan, bitch, I'm bitchin' Tarzan. Bitch, I'm Tarzan, bitch, I'm bitchin' Tarzan. Bitch, I'm Tarzan, bitch, I'm bitchin' Tarzan. Bitch, I'm bitch, I'm bitch, I'm bitch, I'm your bitch Jane. Superman banana in my Weibo. I got it all on camera. She a freak. Fish per Montana. She told me before I ate it, I ate it with my banana. Thick savage, Michael Chase by the status. Cause whenever she own it, she season up the fence. She, yeah, she like it rough. Keep telling me to slap her, so I strong on the bitch. Try and knock a wig back.
The jungle.
Yeah, I go hard for the hell of it. Pussy driver thinks she getting fucked by a elephant. Way deep, all them places she ain't no exist. Backshot nigga trying to knock out a uterus.
Yo, this is Janky D, and right now you live in the mix with my partner Sneak Rothstein on Die 4 Radio. Hey, yo, Sneak, I'll make you a star, fam.
Huh? Yeah, this is Biggie Rothstein. Right now, you live in the mix with my homeboy Sneak Rothstein. Hey, yo, Sneak, good looking out, fam. Brooklyn, I got you. California, stand up. I'm going back, you know what I mean? Big shout out to the whole fam and everybody tuning in right now. Word up, straight up and down, man. It's still Brooklyn all day. You hear me? Biggie Rothstein.
We have to talk about the struggle of black people, not only in the United States, but in the world today. And how he becomes part and parcel of that struggle. How we move on so that our people will survive America.
Yo, Premier, show them how to survive. I was born in the crosshairs without a pot to piss in. When niggas get smoked over Jordans and they pippin'. Welcome to California, nah, it ain't cold, it's New York. But life is a bitch out here, words are too short. Whack was the shooter, so we called him Tony Kukoc. Gangbangin' had us addicted like it was Newports. Whoever thought that it was red like petroleum. Now BP Connect got us praying to them holy men. Just had a daughter, almost named her Katrina. If I raise her right, then maybe she can take over FEMA. Spike Lee in New Orleans, shooting documentaries. And game still in Cali, eating off the documentary. documentary. Take them to the cemetery, I mean the cemetery, where everybody box in, refrigerator Perry. And every little fuck up, they blame it on Barack, cause he's just like T.I., born in the trap. And every little fuck up, they blame it on Barack, cause he's just like Gucci, born in the trap. And every little fuck up, they blame it on Barack, cause he's just like Jeezy, born in the trap. And every little fuck up, my gun should go back, cause I'm just like Outkast, born in the trap. So what's going on with you faggots? And what you gonna do when your swagger no longer matters? And your bitch ain't the baddest cause she in the mid-40s. And your phantom played out, so you hating on the shorties, cause they run around like they was your age, and you was your age. Fucking bitches raw cause now the world ain't got no age. Yeah, 2050 on you niggas. Gold diggers up, you dry and left them hickeys on you niggas. I used to run around like you, run a town like you, walk my red nose and clown like you. But it got old like Betty White, this rap shit real deep like Barry White. Reminiscing on them days I used to carry white, walking through them crib hoods and them cherry nights. Now I live a merry life, walking in the house to them home cooked meals. Join American Express accounts and less dollar bills. Niggas still got their hands out, begging for a stack. Just like Goody Mob, I was born in the trap. Niggas still got their hands out, begging for a stack. But just like Luda, I was born in the trap. Leeches still got their hands out, begging for a stack. But like Soulja Boy, I was born in the trap. Broke ass niggas still begging for a stack. Take it from shorty low, nigga learn how to trap. Shit deeper than the roots, man. 15 strumming, quest love in the cool fam. Riding through Pittsburgh, Wiz got the Steelers. Born by the jungle, so I came with gorillas. And since niggas dropping more dimes than we fucking, we out the hood trying to get money like B touching. Splitting backwoods just to get our weed stuffed in. The crack we cooking, we don't need ovens. We need something to put in the mouth of our kids. Instead of copping chains, let's fly to Chile and dig. Go to Haiti and feed to the Bahamas and breathe. On the way back, scoop my nigga Shine from Belize. You know, sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent. Then I get a high and feel like it's irrelevant. So I'm about to pop the trunk like an elephant and campaign with Wyclef while he run for president. I'm about to pop the trunk like an elephant and campaign with Wyclef while he run for president. 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 I told y'all I was gonna kill this shit, Primo.
DJ Premier!
You're now rocking with the best, with the best.
DJ Premier!
Yo, what up?
Shout out to all my hardcore Die For Radio listeners. Shut Them Down Radio. You know I'm over there at Shut Them Down Radio every Sunday night also from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Shout out to Dirty Silo. Be nice. Love you, man. Big shout out to my fam out there in Queens, New York. Rosedale, stand the fuck up for your peoples, man. It feel good getting that love from all over the continental, you know what I'm saying, United States and international. It means a lot. You know, this hip-hop has traveled from sea to sea and from shore to shore. You know what I'm saying? It started, man, in the parks. You know what I'm saying? It started in the Bronx, man. Cedric and Cedar Ave, man. Know your fucking history before you get involved in this culture, man. Get involved in this game. Do your homework. Do the knowledge. Let's get into this joint right here. This is a world premiere, man, for some of y'all who probably haven't heard it, you know what I'm saying, or most of y'all who haven't heard it, you know what I mean? This is yours truly, Sneak Brawlstein. That's who you listening to right now. And this is Last of the True featuring Dia Lansky. This is off my solo album, Dungeon Dragon, produced by Doc Duron.
This is what you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny.
My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty hair, be on the hip, how to stay in the rental. Running the streets like a fresh in the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm a general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing, sticking in like a bee sting.
You don't like me, I don't like you.
I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth. Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe the years ain't hip hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops. Street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist. See I'm a specialist. Call me MD with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee. Success is up to me.
I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say. Yeah, I know this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein. They claim the range game's changed, let's meet it in Frostine. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's grasping at the point just managed to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damn it, I fall. And I'm about to do it, that's what happens to best. Your history already proves it. I'm the JFK shot of me, my mind on the block. I guess what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped.
Like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
I say people, people, come on and check it now. You see the mic in my hand, now watch me wreck it now. What is the body if the crew ain't there?
What's your name, kid?
Call me Guru, that's my man from here. Now many attempts have been made to hold us back, slander the name, and withhold facts. But I'm the type of brother with much more game. I got a sure aim, and if I find you're to blame, you can bet you'll be exterminated, taken out, done. It doesn't matter how many, they go as easy as just one. Plus one round in the ear for this year. Cause this year, suckers are going nowhere. Cause my street style and intelligence level makes me much more than just an angry rebel. I'm gifted, unlimited, rhymes universal. MCs that ain't equipped get flipped in my circle. I'm aiming on raining on those bitch ass chumps. Cause the rhymes don't flow and the beats don't pump. And niggas better know I paid my dues and shit. I'm about to blow the fuck up cause I refuse to quit. I'm out to get the props that are rightfully mine. Yeah, me and the crew think it's about that time. But on the DL, you know the gang style will conquer. That's why you stand at point and others cling on to my Nautica, asking for a hookup. Well, sorry, but my schedule is all booked up. Nobody put me on, I made it up the hard way. Look out for my people, but the sucker should parlay. Cause it's business, kid, this ain't no free-for-all. You have to wait your turn, you must await your call. So now, now, it is my duty to eliminate and subtract all of the booty crews. And suckers should vacate before I get irate. And I'll kick your can from here to Japan with force you can't withstand. Cause I'm the motherfucking man. Right now I got my man Little Gap from the group home. Hey yo, step up to the mic and tell him why you're the man.
So much anger built inside, so don't stop to say hi. Motherfucker just die. My shit holds a mouthful, so I guess you know what's up. Why punks get killed at the end of the month? Size and size I flip, little that remains sick. Yet the group home is sick, so all your punks hear this. Every time you're ripped, the more fame that we get. Motherfuckers at heart, thinking that they are God. Niggas just don't understand, let me be my own man. Did everything on my own, and every place wasn't home. Anywhere that I rest, had to dress with a vest. I guess you get the routine, but with a lot of stress. Frustration on my mind, brothers doing their time. Mom's are organizing crime as you're ripping a line. Brothers just don't know how shit got to go. Cause I was told to never get my back to the street. As I walk through the ghetto, dead souls I greet. See my man give a pound, then I walk with a frown. Another minute, another brother's gone down. Shit is getting too close, that's why the group home is sick. So every time you're ripped, the more fame that we get. My father always said, don't watch the one across the street. Watch the one right next, because it's easy to flex. The key to what it says, yeah, that deep ass nigga. My brothers hang around, trying to get down. Niggas just don't understand, I'm the motherfucking man.
And also on the set from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, we